Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the hoop.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight, and it's Wednesday night. Wow. We got Blog Talk twice in a row. How about that? That's amazing. So some people went to Zoom, think we had a Zoom show. I don't know how that did that. Maybe it advertised it. I'm not sure. I thought I had all that shut off, but we'll see. All right, really, really good to be with you tonight, and how's everybody doing? Hopefully doing well. We are definitely having some amazing times recently and had a lot of new things going on and really excited about that. Let me see here. Let me turn on before I get going here. There's my OBS going on. Wait a minute. So if you're listening tonight by computer, some people are. We are not on Zoom tonight. I don't know if it sent out an advertisement. It wasn't supposed to, but maybe it did. I don't know. Anyway, we are working on it. Thank God we have Blog Talk tonight, and it seems like they might have got it fixed. I'm not sure. We sure hope so. Good to be with you tonight. Hey, a lot of great things going on, a lot of amazing things happening, in my opinion, because we are having we're having a lot of things that are just unbelievable confirmation of things I never dreamed we'd have. You know, if any of you heard us talking about it the last few days, kind of know what we're talking about. The whole situation that we've been going through with the battle for the last 5 years, if I've talked about a little bit, it's actually come out in a movie, and yeah, believe it or not, and even revealing more that the Masons are very involved in a lot of evil stuff, some of them, at least the 32nd degree Masons are. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you've seen that movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, I saw it once, and then the Lord said, I watched it again, and, couldn't figure out why I was that interested in it, and kind of cool movie, Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, famous movie stars, are in it. So I've been out in the movies for several months. I think they're off now, but so anyway, I bought it and on Amazon and went through it with a fine-tuned comb. The Lord gave me the word in the middle of the night, which was H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, which was very interesting. Then he says, watch the movie again. I'm going like, this is crazy. And sure enough, the whole movie was opened up to me, as you guys will see. My family came from Oklahoma and Indians. And the Osage was brought up in my family many years ago from my grandmother's. I remember that name. I didn't know what it meant. I was just a little kid, but I remember that. And our family reunions are always in Oklahoma. And that's where I learned to water ski, as I've said. it's a great time. And but, you don't put all that stuff together when you're a kid, or even, now that I've grown up, I've never really had a reason to, be interested in it that much. And then, all of a sudden I'm finding myself in a turmoil with what we finally began to see was the working of the Mason, who was coming through one of my family members, who was a very high level Mason, is what we come to understand. And so, I've been talking about this right for the last several months and months, and it sounds kind of, way out there. And, I didn't understand it until one of our friends on PGN, Jeff, said, I think when he heard somebody talk about some of the things that were happening to him, he said, that sounds like the Masons to me. He said, he used to be a part of the cult, years ago, and he got delivered. And he says, he's pretty familiar with that, what they do. And I went, and so I privately told him some things that were going on that I hadn't told anybody. And so he said, yep, that's definitely them. And so I was going like, really? That's unbelievable. Why? And so it all came together for me. And then as we talked about it for the last few months, pretty heavy, off and on, I've had some people even leave over it, I think. So whatever, bless God, bless them. May they come back soon. But, then they came out with this movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is about the Osage Indians, which is my family, and a 32nd degree Mason who very well orchestrated the death of 32 of them or more Indians trying to take their oil money. It's all in the movie documented. Took him to court, and the guy who did it, and Robert De Niro plays the role of that guy, and he ends up in prison from 1929 to 1947 for the murder of one of those. They got him for one of them. They could prove it. I don't think they got him on all the other ones, but it's amazing that in the movie and in the documentation legally, as I've, some of you haven't heard this before, that he was, I'm a 32nd degree Mason. That's what he says in the movie. And the movie is a documentation of the guy who wrote the book, 2017, got his gullet from evidence and from interviewing Osage Indians. And then, the fact that they put the guy in prison for years for killing him, it was amazing. And so, y'all, I just began to, go to a whole other level of now I understand the target, one of the targets. Sometimes when you're boxing around, you don't know what's you guys understand this. You don't know what's messing with you. Is it this? Is it that? Is it the devil? Is it somebody? Is it people trying to mess with me? Is somebody praying against me? is it just the devil? Am I under persecution? What's the thing? Everybody's wondering, so that you can hit it in prayer, right? But if you don't really know what it is, you're just kind of like Paul says, boxing in the air. And so when you box in the air, friend, you don't really hit much very often. Unless you get really, really lucky. It's amazing. I mean, let me see if I can find that scripture here. Because we are going to learn from this stuff. It's going to be amazing. I know I'm learning from it. So it's really, really, really interesting. And the fact that what I've been working on and being messed with it and found out that it could possibly be that and coming through my father-in-law, who's a very influential person, I found out. All the family knows that he had relationships with judges and, you know, on down. And, you know, that was a common thing. I knew that, you know, a long time ago. And so, anyway, so here we go. So we're trying to find out how to hit this thing, right? So let's go to 1 Corinthians 9:26. Let me find it here, 1 Corinthians 9:26. Hang on a second. I want to go this for a minute because I think she's going to open up something for all of us, not just my particular situation, but the fact that God is opening up, specific targets that we can hit the target on target. You know, we can know we're fighting the devil or God bringing me through something. You know, Paul the Apostle was, I got a thorn in the flesh given to him by the Lord. The Lord gave it to him, a messenger of Satan to buffet him. And, you know, he was fighting it. He was boxing around. He was trying to, you know, take care of this thing. I have authority in Christ Jesus. What am I? I'm putting up with this stuff. And so, so we see here in the scripture, I think it's in verse 6. Verse 6, all right? Let's see if we can find that. Yeah, 26, sorry. 1 Corinthians 9:26. All right, striving for a crown. Do you not know that those who run a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you obtain it. So how many of you know we're all talking about obtaining it, the goal, right? I don't know about what you're in this for. I'm not just kind of like prancing around, you know, doing stuff. You know, I want to go somewhere, right? Don't you? Yeah, he said, that's what he's saying here. And verse 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. So what we're looking for here in learning how to fight or do warfare is, you know, get the crown. You know, the reward that God wants us to have so we can rule and reign with Christ, right? Be conquerors. God loves it when we are like Job and God says, oh, you know, I can trust whatever your name is tonight. Or listening, you go, oh, I can. Yeah, have you ever tried my servant? You know, I don't want to mention any of y'all's names because you'll think I'm trying to put some money. I'll just say my name. Have you ever, hey, Satan, you've been roaming around. Have you ever considered my servant, Randy? Yeah. I advise you to try him. Yeah. You know why? But God would say that about me, hopefully, is that because he's trusting that I'm going to go through this thing. And that's what happened with Job. He came through and he got the crown. Why? Because he didn't curse God, right? And he said, though you slay me, yet I'm going to praise you. And, and it became a powerful time. He got doubled. What was the crown? He got doubled. He got doubled. What are you looking for, friend? I'm looking for the double. You know, and therefore, verse 26, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, but I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. That's when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. You know, so we're all looking for, you know, how to fight, how to keep ourselves, you know, in subjection to the Lord so that when we're fighting, so we're fighting effectively. We don't have some half-baked thing going on the side that's messing us up and you know, misdirecting us and disqualifying us from, you know, being able to have the authority to do what God wants us to do. But, you know, we run the race to receive a prize. And so, therefore, we have to discipline ourselves. That's the biggest thing with most of us, is that God has been teaching me for years, Randy, I want you to discipline yourself. You got to discipline yourself and do you know what I say. Obey me. Keep your flesh in the subject. Don't get roots of bitterness and unforgiveness and start getting emotional and flare off the hook, you know, when something goes on. You know, maintain yourself. You know, forgive and be forgiven and all that. And, you know, forgive yourself. Many things God gave me over the years to fight the battle and to win. What's communion? What? Why? Because, you know, I'm keeping myself, thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Lest when I preach to others, I myself should be disqualified. So many people disqualify themselves. We disqualify ourselves. So how do we get qualified? Well, we start, you know, asking God, what's going on with us? How do I get me lined up? Not everybody else. How do I get me lined up? And once you do that, then you can see clearly. You don't get wrapped up in battles and get wrapped up emotionally in them and start getting your feelings hurt and everything's personal and everything's about, you know, who hurt my feelings. You know, we've all been like that. We've all had that a little bit. Well, what do? We get ourselves in a place where we're fighting effectively, right? So we don't want to just box the air. We want to box effectively. And so that's one of the scriptures that it talks about that a little bit. There's some other ones too. I don't think what they are right now. But so I want to share with you tonight that this whole thing, you know, of all things, a movie that was, you know, a documentary. I didn't know it was a documentary the first time I saw it. And then, you know, it was a documentary the second time I saw it. It's when the Lord opened up my eyes and he said, you know, heirloom, like an heir. I'm an heir to something. I'm going like, heir. So watch the movie, think about heirloom. Okay, so I did. Boom, man, my eyes were open. I went, oh, my God. I wasn't even thinking about any of that stuff. I wasn't even going there. All of a sudden, boom, what? Now I'm hitting effectively. Now I'm knowing what my target is and that the things that I have been unsure about in my battle that I've had the last few years, you know, have now become very clear as to where I'm going and what's going on. It's like the spirit of the Antichrist, you know, it's very much entangled with, you know, the Masons. They're a network around the globe, and they do a lot of good things, just like the Rothschilds. Rothschilds are known to be Masons, and they built the Supreme Court for Israel in Israel, and on top of it, as you can search yourself, there's a pyramid up there, and many people believe that that has to do with the Masons. So it's just mind-boggling, you know. And so when God showed me that the Rothschilds had offered himself up to the devil, then you start finding out what one of the things that the Masons do is they have a ritual they go through with Lucifer, you know. And I think the 33 degree Masons do that, what I've been told. I don't know personally, but what I've been told about that. So if that's true, which I believe that it is, that we're starting to see something here very specific in how to fight. Now, this is my battle, right? One of my battles. It's everybody's battle too, I believe. But it has to do with Israel, has to do with where we're going prophetically, and confirmation that, you know, that I'm being led by the Lord personally, in, at least in my own life, that this isn't just, I'm not just boxing in the air, that God is actually leading me and guiding me. Isn't it nice to know? I mean, it changed my life when the last, you know, several times God has opened up confirmation to me. Lisa reminded me last night. She said, Randy, don't forget to tell people about when you purchased the gold or silver that very day. And I think Chris brought this up with me also, Chris from Texas, that's the very day that they started the the global alert system. Y'all remember that? I totally forgot about that part. She says, Randy, don't forget about that. I go, oh, my God, you know, you're right. And I had forgot about that. So I'm trying to make a list of everything. There's so much going on that, you know, like who would ever thought that the very day we buy gold and silver, alarms would be going off all around the globe. You know, Y'all remember that? That went around the globe. That wasn't just in Texas or in your city. Those were going off around the globe the very day. That's a documented fact. So, I'm saying all this stuff because I want you guys to know that, hey, we're serving God together in this, and we're going somewhere. This is real stuff. We're not just boxing in the air, flopping around over here trying to see who can be the coolest and it can preach the best and it prophesy the best. You know, I mean, we don't have that competition here on PGN, thank God. But, you know, it's amazing that we're starting to see, and many of you have been intricately in a part of this confirmation, all things going on. So you can see how God is little by little putting together things and confirming each one of you in different ways. Each person has a little bit different part. And so some of you are finding out that you're very intimately involved in the end of the end times. I mean, with what's happening here and here at PGN. I mean, this is why I talk about this, because I want it to be known that, you know, this is actually real. We're not just boxing in the air. We're disciplined by the Holy Spirit, and God is actually leading us and guiding us to places that I don't know where we're going. I know where we're going, but I don't know every detail of how we're going to get there. But you can already see the pattern of what's happening here. I mean, this is just, you know, and then, like we've mentioned many times, that the day we bought gold and silver and purchased it finally after talking about it for 2 years and not knowing what to do, and finally God showed me buy gold and silver, just like I tried to tell you with, you know, Israel when they came out of Egypt. And I went, oh, yeah, then that became really simple and easy. And so, and then the day we bought the they set up the alert system around the globe, went off on that day, like, ee-aw, Randy bought gold and silver, ee-aw, ee-aw. That's it. Oh, my God, what is this? I mean, y'all know. You were there. You listened to it. You heard it happen. And so, and then 3 days later, what happens? You know, the alarm goes off. I remember Carmen sent me a word on that day. Also on the floor, she said, I don't know if it's because the alarms went off. I don't know exactly what it was she was stirred up about, but she says something about war is on or something. And look at Russia and Ukraine. And I don't know if she knew exactly what the war thing was about, but she said that. And sure enough, 3 days later, you know, she didn't say anything about Israel. But it's amazing that 3 days later, you know, we buy the gold and silver on that day. They set up the global alert system, you know, that went off that day. And then she said that. I thought that was cool. As you can see, we can talk about a lot of different people who have been a part of this thing, confirmation in many different ways, and that was one of them. And then 3 days later, the war broke out. I mean, come on, y'all. Look what God's putting together. So everybody's got their part. Some people are doing one thing. Some are prayer warriors. Some are – there's different things that are going on. And so we got to find our place, because we're going somewhere, and it's really amazing. It's really big. We're little, but where we're going is big, really big. And I never would have dreamed I'd be going where I knew I was going to be going where I'm going many years ago. What I could believe of it, you know, because it was so amazing when God told me. I believed, but helped my unbelief. I didn't doubt, but helped my doubt. Right? There's a difference. You know, when you believe, you know, yes, God to help your unbelief, because you're going like, this is me we're talking about, Randy Chandler. I mean, yeah, you know. And he said, that's just going to happen. I went, okay, whatever you say. And so things just began. As you can see now, you guys have been a part of this for a while, so you kind of have watched the acceleration of it all. And it's not something being done off in a corner somewhere. It's out in the open. It's global. It's, you know, we're seeing it everywhere. And all the connections and all the things. What's God saying? Get ready, y'all, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. Absolutely mind-boggling amazing. And we're just getting started. Jeannie, watch this, y'all. Jeannie texted me that. I don't know if Jeannie's on tonight. Let me see if she's on. Yeah, there's Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie, are you alive?
Hey.
Hey, okay. I want to get you on because, and I don't normally do this on Wednesday, but I'm kind of still in the teaching part. So I want us to, today you had a pretty exciting thing happen to you. So give us the give us kind of what happened with you today that lines up with all this stuff about, you know, the property in Oklahoma, the Osage Indians. And, you know, I think most everybody has listened to some of it, so they kind of know what's going on. So tell us what happened to you today. It's amazing.
Well, it was kind of weird. I was watching that little show, Pioneer Woman, which is a cooking show. And she, you know, she had said they live on a ranch, a big ranch and stuff. And so just out of curiosity, after the show, I thought, well, I wonder where their ranch is. You know, I figured Montana or Wyoming or something. So I Googled it, and it said they were in Oklahoma. And so I thought, okay. So I just kept Googling it, and I said, well, how much land do they have? And they said 430,000 acres. And
wow.
So, I mean, huge. And then it's like, okay, how does somebody get 430,000 acres? How did they get so much land? And all the time I'm just Googling, and all these answers are coming up. And it said that they had, of course, this is a ranch that it's been in down two or three, four, and it's been several generations, that they had gotten it from using the Osage Indians, that they had gotten that from borrowing money, from using them for, you know, in whatever way they could, but they got the money or acquired the land through using the use of the Osage Indians. And then, of course, by that time, you know, I texted you. And so then I texted, I did the Google. It's like, well, is the Drummond family connected to the Masons? And, of course, it popped up and said that for many, many years that the Drummonds were a large part of the Masons in Oklahoma. And, of course, it went back, oh, goodness, a couple hundred years. I mean, it went way back. And
wow.
It just... You know, and there was, you can see where someone had even questioned that on there that it had pulled up, you know, where there had been an article where they connected to the murders, and I can't remember the man's name, but the second that individual that had been put in jail, and come to find out that when that guy had been put in jail for the murders of the Osage Indians, that they had actually acquired his house. And I guess some of his property or something, they had actually bought up some of that stuff. So,
Hang on a second.
Go ahead.
The Drummonds. We want to make sure everybody can get this. The Drummonds. Now this is the name of the people that have the lady and the husband that have the show, right? The Drummonds, that's her name.
Right. Her name is Ree Drummond and she's married to a man named Lad Drummond.
Right. Okay. So you're watching this show. Let's make this, you know, we, you and I already know where we're going with this, but we want to make sure everybody can follow it. So you're watching this cooking show this morning, I guess this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards you thought, well, I wonder what, cause you're kind of into ranch stuff and cattle and horses and that kind of thing. And so you're thinking, you know, I think I'm going to Google and see where the ranch is at. Well, you found out that the ranch was in Oklahoma, and then it had to do with the Osage Indians. And I said here an article you sent me. You said the three Drummond brothers were guardians to at least 10 Osages, children and adults. William K. Hale, who's the guy who got busted, who was a 32nd degree Mason. William Hale was the one who you know, ended up going to prison for killing these, trying to get the oil heritage from these Indian people, from the Osage Indians, and so the Drummonds, so how did the Drummonds fit into that exactly, that had the show that you're watching?
How did they fit into the show?
How do they fit into the Osage? So they started purchasing when the guy got busted and sent to prison, who was a 32nd degree Mason for killing the Indians, the FBI busted him. So they bought bought his house, right?
They bought his house and everything. Now I think they had already been dealing with the Osage Indians and had been buying property and stuff. There's I ran across two or three different articles. I think I sent you one or two of them. It's kind of like the more you Google, the more information you found on it. And like Ree Drummond, her husband Lad, his second cousin that Grinder, I'd have to look the name up again because it was an unusual name, is actually the Attorney General for Oklahoma. And it's been very interesting to me how many of these people are big in the political situation, you know, that not only are they people that have been involved at the Osage, but they're people that are very, very political and have gone
right
to high places in the state there. So, but yeah, the more I Googled, it was like this just kept going back generation after generation after generation of these people having acquired land from the Osages. And I think it was like Ree Drummond and her husband, I would think it would have been like his great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather that originally started. And I found one of those articles that told some about it. I don't remember all the details because I ended up, you know, one rabbit trail went to the next, but it just revealed more and more information of how
right
it started out. And what started out was like 20 acres. The next thing you know, it's 200,000 acres, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and so the governor of Oklahoma. Now, how did the governor of Oklahoma fit into the attorney general? I'm sorry, the attorney general of Oklahoma, second cousin of Ladd Drummond. So the Drummonds who had the show that you were watching,
mm-hmm,
who have connections way back to the Masons, according to our research, or your research, and so he was, okay, there it is. The attorney general, he was the attorney general. His name is Gittner Drummond. So he was of the Drummond family. It's so amazing that when you're watching that show, you've been watching that show probably for a while. I don't know if you've been, I think some of you have
right
seen
no,
it before.
No, I've been watching it for months.
Okay. Yeah. So out of the blue, since we've been talking about this stuff, all of a sudden you're going like, I think I'm going to find out what ranch they have and where that ranch is at. And all of a sudden, now we know that the Drummonds who had the show, now the attorney general is a Drummond, which is one of the cousins of the Drummonds. And he is the attorney general of Oklahoma. Right. And now they
mm-hmm
have, what was it? 430,000 acres.
They're the fourth largest landholder in Oklahoma. And the first three are all branches of government.
Wow.
Yeah, the
wow
BLM,
so,
the Bureau of Land Management, pays them $2 million a year to run wild horses on part of their farm.
And all this information here was brought forth from the book that the guy wrote, who went and actually got the documentation. And the book and also the movie comes from that documentation. And now we're finding out that these these people that own all this 430,000 acres, they were tied in with them. And the guy, Mr. Hale, William Hale, who's the guy who did the killing, who orchestrated the killings, what they would do is they would poison them where they would kind of die little by little. You know, there was different ways that they did it, and he was a 32nd degree Mason. I still am trying to absorb that with everything that I've been, you know, I've been talking about this stuff in my life, what I've been going through, and just thinking, it just sounds wild and crazy to say this is the, you know, oh, somehow this is the, you know, Masons. I've never been into the Mason thing as far as learning about it much of it at all. And all of a sudden, here I am, you know, finding myself talking about it. And then family members that are high up in it, that we don't have any direct proof of that, but with all the evidence that we have of the way that they've been fighting me, because they fight you a certain way with judges, and just like in the movie, the local authorities, the judges, the attorneys, the sheriff, all the police force were all together in trying to help William Hale kill these people. So this is what has been happening to me. Not that they haven't been trying to kill me, but there's been some amazing things going on that I've proven some of it already. But it's involved in judges, with what I'm going through, local police, you know, attorneys, counselors, all kinds of things. The way they try to structure things and the way they do things, it's amazing. It's amazing. And so when I saw the movie and I found out that this was a documentation and that the same thing was going on there in the Osage, with the Osage Indians in their little town, the same thing exactly. Judges, the sheriff, the police department, all of them were all together with the 32nd degree Mason trying to take over the oil and the land of the Osage Indians, which were the Osage Indians were the, now I got it straight today. Watch this. The Osage Indians at that time in the 1920s were the richest group of people per capita, not in America, but in the world, Jeannie. I re-looked at it today. In the world, they were the richest group of people per capita in the world with all the oil and the land. So when they busted these people, and then we find out that they're not just mean, nasty people, dirty, nasty people. These are Masons. And then you found out today that the Drummonds, who now have 430,000 acres of the Osage property and land, I don't know how much oil they have on all that. Exactly. We need to find that out. That they are heavily.
I Googled how much he was worth, and it said that Ladd Drummond is worth $200 million. That doesn't count the money his wife has from the show and all that, but he's worth $200 million.
Wow. Now, that's the husband of the lady who does the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's not even including her money.
Right.
Wow. This is amazing. This is amazing. One thing that encouraged me in the movie, because it's documented, is that back in the 20s when they did this, in 1928, 29, when they finally busted them, the FBI had sent an agent down there to check it out. And it's in the movie. And this is all documentation. And they even gave the name of the guy, Tom White, who was the investigator who came, who busted them, you know, and had them sent in prison for like, 15, 16 years. For the murder of they'll find him guilty of the murder of one, but they know for sure because of all the testimonies of how he was tied in with all the other murders through slow poisoning and anyway, so it's amazing. And what's really blowing me away is that this is because I've been talking about this, and of course using the Mason thing as when our brother from Colorado showed me, he said, Randy, that's the very things that they do exactly. From judges, he named it right out, from judges to police officers to gangs, they use gangs, they do all kinds of things to threaten, intimidate you. And so I'm going like, dude, that is exactly what's been going on with me. I mean, exactly, judges, police officers, I mean, exactly. And said, so that's the Masons? He said, yeah, you didn't know? I said, no. He said, I've been somewhat. He has some knowledge about that, and so it's a global network. We know for sure. So the thing that when Jeff told me about that, then it all made sense, Jeannie. It all made sense for the things that were going on, and I'm going, oh my God, because I couldn't put my finger on who's doing this. What is this? I knew my father-in-law was involved with the judge thing that went on, which is very crooked what they tried to do, and they got busted, and we busted them in a different, not legally, but in a different kind of way. And so I knew that he was involved in that because the things that they tried to do to me connected to what I had busted some sin privately in the family, and that sin was what was involved in the documents that judge tried to mess with me about, which just revealed who was doing it. You know what I'm saying? It was very obvious to me. And then circumstances began to happen to me one after the other. I'm going like, what is going on? This is crazy. So now what is so exciting about this is that this has happened to my family, my because I'm kin to the Osage, Indians, and my dad had proof that and as well as other legal people in our family got together and dug up the right document. He said, we just need somebody, an attorney, to go down there. It'll be a family attorney that will go down there and uncover this stuff. And then, you know, that money can be given to the family, to all the members of the family that are kin to it, you know, or connected to it by blood. And so everybody got bought off. I mean, everybody, even the family lawyer who got sent down there, well, who went down there, he went down there without telling anybody. And then the papers ended up being stolen and done away. My dad called me. He said, have you seen, you know, the lawyer? I said, no, I haven't seen him. What's going on? He said, he's just, you know, missing some. We can't. I said, no, I haven't talked to him either. And what's going on? He said he was very upset. And then he found that he called me up later and he said, did you take the paperwork, the documents that I showed you? Because he showed me all the documentation that they had, because he thought I was going to have something to do with helping getting it going. And I said, Dad, why would I take them? You know, I mean, it's like that, like, duh. And then we found out who he showed them to also, which was an attorney in the family. We have a couple of Chandler attorneys in the family. And when I found that out, I'm going, like, that ought to be obvious. I mean, it was obvious to me.
Yeah.
But, of course, he lied, and he's a really good lawyer. I don't know if he's a good lawyer or not, but he's a liar like a lawyer, bless his heart. And, you know, worldly person and sad. The whole thing is sad, but... So all that came out, and then what happens is that I find out that this movie is not just a movie. It's a documented account from what happened to a 32nd degree Mason trying to kill my family and take their money.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And then you today calling me, or texting me, and said, Randy, you know, you're not going to believe this. I was watching this show, a cooking show, from the Drummonds, and then you Googled the ranch, and this is what we hear, man. This is amazing. Jeannie, wow.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling to me. It's like I'm Googling the cooking show, and the next thing you know, find out that it's all connected to everything you've been talking about.
Yeah, and you had no reason to do that other than the Holy Spirit just leading you. You were just watching a cooking show you've been watching for several months, kind of, you know, and duh.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to look up what ranch that is. You know, like you didn't do it for any special reason. You just were being led, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching that show probably for a year, and
yeah.
Today just thought, you know what, I'm going to see where the ranch is.
That is mind-boggling. And here's the way I see this. And thank you for coming on, and thanks for sharing it with me, by the way. And you know, we've been friends. You have Indian blood in you. So Hollis, we've known each other for a while, and so you're connected to this by your blood as well as Hollis is. You know, maybe not the Osage Indians, but you know, the Cherokees and the Choctaw and all those. And so oil being stolen, the whole thing. But here's the thing that I see that happened. It's like, you know, God has called. He gave me the mantle for the market in the financial arena. I've had that since 2005 when the angel came to me. And activated in my life, and then all of a sudden, which has been documented and proven by, you know, some fairly well-known people in the body of Christ, prophets and other people, they watched this thing happen, as well as some people that you know, from some friends. And it wasn't always just, you know, we were learning and growing, and it was amazing. But the supernatural information that God gave me for the market was just unbelievable, and it happened quite frequently. And so this was proven and documented and proven that God is doing something supernatural with me on this. And so when it came down to it, after years of doing Blog Talk and I'm not paying myself with the corporation, and that money's kind of, you know, building up because we're going to buy a building, right? And then one day the Lord says to me, I'm working out at the gym. He said, I want you to that money's going to be we're going to give that to the people. He said, that's what the market mantle is for. It's for the people of PGN. I'm going like, I go, what? Oh, my God. That's amazing, because I always wondered what it was for, you know, specifically. And, oh, my God. So he said, I want you to do that. And so finally, after months and months and months and a couple of years of trying to figure out what to do, our board voted on, you know, one of the things, one of the possibilities was bullion, gold and silver, And so, a long story short, without going into the details, I bought some on October the 4th last year, or this, yeah, last year, this is January, last year, October the 4th. And then that, and so because I think what happened, Jeannie, was because for me, it was a big thing because I'm offering up something that I could have been paying myself, and all that money over the years would have been putting in, you know, I could have, you know, paid myself with that, you know, which is the IRS allows you to do that if you, you know, if you own the, if you started the corporation and you're, you know, like in my position, I can pay myself, you know. And so I chose not to do that. And so when the money got built up and built up and built up, I'm thinking, well, we're going to use it to buy a building, so PGN, a studio, and then the Lord says, give it to the people. And so when I did it, when I announced it that we're going to give it to the people and made it public, and now we're working on trying to how to do that, literally, through the board. Our board is working on this little by little. And so after I did that on October the 4th, when I made the transaction, I believe that because I – said to God, God, I will let you transfer your wealth through to whoever you want to transfer it to. If you want to transfer it to my enemies, we'll do that. If you want to transfer it to PGN people, if you want to transfer it to whoever you want to transfer that money to, God, even though it's mine as far as I could have had legal right to that, you know. So when I said okay, God opened up a door for me, Jeannie. And that's why I believe that in January, the beginning of this year, is when all this stuff got unfolded. It's like because I offered that to God. I said, okay, I'll do it. You can transfer wealth however you want. Then I find out that not only am I, the Osage Indians were the richest people per capita in the world because the oil, the government tried to just get rid of them, and they put them off in Oklahoma, you know, and then somehow I find out they put them all on oil land. And so they had oil, and they become filthy, stinking rich. Those are my kin folks. I came, my bloodline is, you know. So it's like my dad had proof of it. Every time we sent attorneys to go down there to unlock it, they get bought off. They just disappear. Then we sent a family attorney down there. So it tells you that, and we believe that what he did was he got a large sum of money for the paperwork, the documentation that my family had that my dad was mad at me about. I said, did you take that paper, that documentation? I said, no, I didn't take it. Why would I take it? Well, we now know who did it. And so, so that just tells you right there. We don't know the details about everything, but that tells you right there that somebody's doing something and buying people off to keep my family from what rightfully belongs to my family, right? And so because that attorney who's a family, who's of the family, a Chandler, instead of being like Joseph and like what God had me do was to let the wealth go to whoever he wants to go to, he keeps it for himself. Now he's vindicating himself and vindicating me and vindicating others by saying, I'm going to show you something, Randy, and I'm going to make a movie about this. It's going to be a documented movie. It's going to show you exactly how it happened, and it happened to happen by a 32nd degree Mason documented. And now we find out that the Drummonds, through Jeannie from Texas, who does a search today and finds out that the Drummonds who do that cooking show now have 430,000 acres of Osage property that came through the guy that killed them and got put in prison from 1929 to 1947. Wow.
Yeah, at least some of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just mind-boggling that this opens up and God starts out 2024. And I've talked about this recently. I was talking to Jeff on the show. He came in and he's talking. I said, yeah. I said, one night I said, God, every time they say 2024 is going to be this and 2024, and I keep thinking, 2024, why does that feel so personal to me? I can't figure out why it feels – I was telling Jeff this. I said, I can't figure out why it feels so personal. Why does that number seem so personal to me? And I said, Jeff, one day it hit me. I was looking at – somebody asked me for my address, right? They asked me for my – they're going to send me something in the mail. They said, what's your mailing address? You've asked me for my mailing address. You know what it is. And I said – So I'm putting down there 2024. I go,
And then it hit me. I went, oh, my God. And the Lord says, yeah, Randy, because you live at 2024. 2024 is going to be where you live about me as a prophet and what God's going to do. And where I live as a prophet and what God's having me do is a transfer of wealth to the people of God.
Wow.
And I went, oh, my God. And so what happens? I talked about this last year. What happened? Boom, 2024, the first day of 2024. God reveals this to me. I'm talking about it on the show on the New Year's Day that I just got this revelation over the weekend, you know. And what do? We open up 2024 with right where I'm living. Where those Osage Indians are living, where I'm, my bloodline is living. And God is bringing forth this thing that the wealth that he's laid up for the righteous and laid up, you know, is literally God was confirming to me that, Randy, the mantle that I gave you was in your bloodline of wealth and the transfer of wealth. It's not just about being wealthy. It is to the transfer of wealth to his people, just like we did when we decided to buy gold and silver, and God says, I want you to give it to my people, Randy. I said, it's yours, God. You want it? Abraham says, you want Isaac? I'll give it to you, God. He gave it to it. Isaac was his. God says, I want you to give that money and I want you to invest it in gold and silver, and then when the market goes like it's going to go, and then the money, then the coins become very, very high, you know, very, it's going to produce a lot of wealth, in other words, that you're going to transfer the wealth to my people. That's the mantle I've given you. That's what the mantle is for. I went, oh, my God. And then what happens? This thing confirms every bit of it from my family. The Osage Indians were the richest people per capita in the globe, Jeannie. This is my family. Yeah. And then it got all unlocked that it was a third-degree match, which we've been talking about the last year about in my life. I know it doesn't make any sense. Y'all give me a break. I don't know what's happened. I'm just going to tell you what I'm thinking. This is what I mean. You can leave. You can stay. You can do whatever you want to do. I don't know. But I am going to talk about it. I'm going to expose it. And boy, did it cost some trouble. But and then 2024 opens up because I obeyed God and decided, you know, that I'm going to do whatever you want, God. And so what does he do? He reveals that my mantle did come, was in my bloodline. And it was passed down from my Osage bloodline to me, as not to be wealthy, but to be used as a, like we do with the gold, or do with the gold and silver, to give it to God's people, whoever God wants to give it to. That's what Joseph did. God used Joseph to transfer, you know, to save the world in a sense. Not, he didn't save it like Jesus saved it, but he kept the world from starving to death. Because their money would have done them no good had he not saved up that, stored up that gold and that, not gold and silver, he stored up that grain. You know, their money would have done them no good. They couldn't have even had anything to buy. They would have all been dead. And God said, I chose Joseph to store it up, to transfer that grain and to my people so the people would live, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Egyptians, everybody. It saved the whole world, basically, as far as food goes. And so God just opens up 2024 with me, which is my address, 2024, and I talked about this last week, like I said. I've already said this once, but just to reaffirm, I want you to better know. I couldn't figure out why is this 2024. It's just something big about there. What is that, 2024? And I'm so dingy, you know. I didn't even think about my address being 24, where I've lived. And I go, oh, my God. So 2024, y'all get ready. The reason I'm telling you about this tonight and have Jeannie on the show with me, thank you, Jeannie, for coming on, is because this is going to be where I live. And where I live is the prophet realm. I live here. I don't just visit here. I live here. And that prophet realm has a mantle of the transfer of wealth to the people of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? So get ready. My God, 2024 is going to be a release of wealth into the people of God, whoever God wants to give it to. He tells me to give it to my enemies. I'm going to give it to my enemies. Tell me to give it to my friend. Okay, whatever, God. I said, God, whatever you want to do with the wealth, the wealth of your word, the wealth of finances, the wealth of your love, the wealth of information that you want to give, I'll give it. I'll give it away. I'm not going to sell it. I'll give it away, God. freely I receive, freely I give. I don't get freely and then sell it. God says, if you'll give it away freely, Randy, I will bless you above. I didn't want to say it because it's going to sound crazy. He said, I'm going to bless you above. And then he told me what it was, and it was like mind-boggling. And now, Jeannie, I'm even more understanding what he's talking about. Woo! Uh-huh. Start getting excited, y'all.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Lisa's saying here, these PPL are a big network, political, financial, law enforcement, all in cahoots. And it's all coming down. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lisa, for that. That's really good. Yeah, and that's the thing that I've talked about, as you guys know, for years, that we've talked about this, that my anointing is to the mantle God's put in my life, and as well as I think all of us together, is to tear down wicked structures, to tear them down, to destroy them. And that, in that sense, that's why the two witnesses were so hated by the world at the time, was because as the Antichrist tries to set up his system, the two witnesses were used to do nothing but torment it. And that's what it says in Revelation 11. It said they could do plagues as often as they wanted to. What were the plagues for? To hurt people? No, it was to destroy systems. The plague systems. And because the heart of the world is becoming so hard, Jeannie, because I kept asking the Lord, I said, why have you given me an anointing for that too? Why do you want to just plague people and plague, not people, but plague systems and plague them? And I have a direct connection with the Antichrist as far as my calling. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway so that when it gets confirmed, everybody know I already said it a bunch of times. Michael the Archangel has connected with me, and all that stuff. And some of you know all the other things, the background of all of it. It's all out in the open and been documented time and time again, just like this story has been documented literally to the globe. It's not just something being done in the corner. That God has connected me, and because he connected me, see, just like look how Jeannie was connected. It showed how Jeannie was connected, right? Look, she's looking up the show she's been watching for a year. A cooking show. So, I think I'm going to look up what ranch they're from. Just out of the blue. And then, boom, man. And then found out, it's not just they just have the Osage land, 430,000 acres. No, they are rooted in the Masons. Rooted. Right, Jeannie? Basically, that's what you found out?
Yeah, it went back for generations, way back that they were in the Masons and held high positions in the Masons.
Wow. Oh, my God. Girl, when you text me that today, I thought, I know you're called. You were the first one who got the name of the Antichrist. That was amazing to me because I've been talking about that for years, right, and giving hints about it. And you were the first one, really, who texted me one day and says, Nathaniel Rothschild. I said, what about him? I mean, I was trying to act like, who is that? He said, it's the Antichrist. I did. Jeannie will tell you, I'm going like, because I was scared. I was thinking like, oh, my God, how dare you bring that name up to me? It's like, it scared me, I'm going like, oh, my God. And so I said, well, what about him? What about that name? She said, I don't know. I was, you were Googling.
It was a show again. It was a show. I saw an article that Mel Gibson was writing another show, another movie, and it was about the Rothschild family. And then I thought, and he was getting a lot of opposition about it. And I thought, what's the deal, I got to Googling the Rothschild family because I'm thinking, why is he getting opposition about doing this movie? And then next thing you know, it all come together, and I thought, that's who it is.
Right, because I'd given hints. Tell him about the hint thing that you kind of, yeah.
Well, you had said he had red hair, and that, just knowing the history of, just knowing what we know from the word about the Antichrist, that that he has to be someone that the Jewish people would accept. He, you know, he has to have, you know, have that descent and whatnot. And that I had always heard that he would not be an American, that he would be from Europe or something like that. And then you had mentioned
right,
once that he was like in his 50s. And so,
right, exactly.
And that has to be someone of a lot of importance, somebody that would be connected with the
prominent,
bank, someone that, yeah, all very prominent, yeah, all of that. So when I Googled and I found out that one of the Rothschilds was in his 50s or 50-ish, or in his 50s, early 50s, and that he had red hair, and that they were over the banks, and that very, you know, he fit all of the scenario. You know, he fit all of the description, everything that
all the hints
like,
that I gave.
That's
got
to be him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I gave those hints. I gave those hints, what, for over several years. I said, y'all, I can't tell you the name of the Antichrist. I would love to, but God won't let me. And so I'm going to give the hint. So I started giving hints. He got, you know, red hair. I mean, I had a lot of people guessing about the red hair thing. Several people, Prince Charles, not Prince Charles, but one of the Charles, one of the princes, what the red-haired one, whatever his name is.
Prince Harry,
Yeah, there you go, Harry, yeah. And they were people were guessing all kinds of people. It was a lot of fun anyway. And then I said he was about 50 years old, because I think I gave the date of his, I think I gave the year of his birth that showed that he was about, you know, he was somewhere between 47 when I started telling it to his 50s. By the time you got a hold of it, he was early 50s. And so the red hair, he's a prominent family, Jewish family, and, you know, wealthy. I remember all of them I gave, but people tried to guess it for a long time. And then one day, Jeannie out of the blue texted me just like she did today. She said, Randy, Nathaniel Rothschild. I'm going like, and saying Rothschild to me would have not bothered me that much, but saying his name, there's just a lot of Rothschild. When you said Nathaniel Rothschild, I went, oh, dear God. I did. I went, oh, God. What about that? I don't even know what you're talking about, you know, because I was going to not tell you, right? I was going to, because I was afraid to say anything. And he said, is the Antichrist Nathaniel Rothschild? And I go like, well, what makes you think that, you know? I was just trying to get you to find out. And so you told me about the movie thing with Mel Gibson and how that it just all made sense from the hints that I gave. And I go, oh, my God. I said, you promise me you won't tell anybody? And she says, I promise. And so I said, you are right. It's Nathaniel Rothschild. Oh, my God. And just a fact that I said, yeah, just, you know. And so that began a process. What year was that? I forget what year that was, but that was.
Gosh, I don't know. 3 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, what year was that? Was that? That was 2019, something like that. I think 2019.
Something like that.
Somewhere in there. And then a few months later, I ran across Jeff, and so I have a story behind that. Jeff came to Dallas, him and Yuki, and so I was going to have go pick him up at the motel and go have some coffee. So we went to the restaurant, had some coffee, and anyway, when he got in the truck to get in with me, I literally saw. I know it sounds crazy. This is just the way God does me. I saw the name Nathaniel Rothschild written in his brain when he got in the car. I know that sounds crazy, but that's exactly what happened. God is my witness. And so we go to the restaurant, and I'm sitting there thinking, so he must know who the Antichrist is now. He never said. I said, so I came right out. He was talking about some, you know, wealthy people and this and that and the other. So I thought, I think I'll ask him right now. I said, we were just sitting there having coffee, right? I said, hey, man, who do you think the Antichrist is? He said, Nathaniel Rothschild. I went, oh, my God. And so a long story short was that God's first saying, it was a sign that it was getting close to time, right? And so then about a year or so later, you know, when the queen died, and that story is I don't want to tell all that story, but anyway, long story short, on September the 12th, 2022, I gave the name of the Antichrist, and then 3 days later, the red heifer shows up out of the blue, which they still is. The red heifers, by the way, y'all, four of them made it to the November date, which was last month or month before last, made it to the middle of November, which was the date they were ready to be burned or offered up. So that is basically a done deal now. Remember, we were concerned, will the red heifers make it? Will they stay red? Yes, they did. Four of them did. One of them got disqualified, and the other four made it to November the 15th, which I believe is the date of this last year. So, y'all, this stuff is going on, man. This is no thing being done off in a corner somewhere. It's a secret thing going on now. This is evidence is evidence. Give me some evidence. Well, there it's all over the place, man. It's all over the place. So what you gonna do about it? You're gonna run? You're gonna hide? Oh God, Randy, we gotta get him. I tell y'all, if I could tell y'all everything that I've gone through, and why God has brought me to the place where I'm not saying I don't have any fear at all about all this, because I'm dealing with some pretty heavy duty things. I can't say I don't have any fear. I might have some hidden somewhere I don't know about, but the things I've been going through the last 5 years has literally made me face most of my fears, if not every one of them, and conquer them in Christ Jesus. Conquer them. So I'm not saying that I may be surprised tomorrow something may happen. You know, I may go, oh God, y'all, I had some fear last night because this and that happened. I may be able to tell you what it is, I'm not delusional. It's just some people have tried to tell me, you know, including people on Blog Talk, have tried to say, oh, Randy, you're just delusional. You know, I'm going like, okay, well, this is delusional then. I wonder what the real thing's like. It's going to be amazing. Because, you know, this is literally happening. And, you know, so it's exciting. Anyway, Jeannie, what else you think before I move on here?
That's all. That's all. I know you've got other things to do. But no, that's it.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you heard from the Holy Spirit today. And just out of the blue, a show you've been watching for a year, a cooking show, all of a sudden you decided to, you know, find out what ranch they had. And then it fit in right exactly with this movie and the whole thing. Even William Hale, who was the guy in the movie, he was a 32nd degree Mason, who was instigating the whole thing, trying to take over the wealth of the Osage Indians. And then what's been happening to me, you know, and coming up with the fact that one of my friends here on PGN said that sounds like the Masons. I'm pretty familiar with what they do. He said that sounds like the same thing they do. I'm going like, really? And then, long story short, so I started understanding that that's what it was without any real proof. And then the movie comes out. To me, that was like confirmation, right? Because it was all done by Masons. And then Jeannie finds out today that the people who have 430,000 acres of the Osage Indians that bought the guy who was a 32nd degree Mason was very steeped. The whole family's been steeped in Masons for years. And the fact that they ended up buying his house when he went to prison for 15, 16 years, however long it was. I mean, come on, y'all. This is not some fake news thing. This is the real thing, baby. You might ought to ask God, so are you going to hide and run and hide, or what are you going to do? Maybe you have to do like I do, start facing some fears, start facing some things and say, God, are you either with me or you're not? That's what I defined and decided, Jeannie. Literally, physically, literally, was you're either with me, God, and everything you told me is going to happen, like you said. In other words, you're going to protect me. You're going to curse those who curse me and bless those who bless me, just like you told other people. Either that's true or it's not. So, every time I had a fear about something, that they were going to take me down because they were bigger than me. They were giants. These people are giants. Giants. These were giants coming against me. Giant people. People with wealth and power and authority to do whatever they want to do with you. So I was facing that. I faced it quietly, didn't tell anybody. And God and I, he conquered. And so now, you know, I declared war. Now watch this, Jeannie. I almost forgot this part. On November the 16th of this year, on my Thursday night show, I declared war. Y'all remember this? I declared war. I can't believe I almost forgot this. I declared war on November the 16th of, you know, last month, two months ago, November the 16th, the middle of November. I got on the show, and all of a sudden, I'm saying, I declare war on you. And I started declaring war, literally, to their face and telling them they're coming down. And this is going to, you know, and I'm coming after you. That's what, you know, prophetically speaking only, not anything else, just prophetically, we're coming after you, the Lord and I. And watch what happened, Jeannie. That was November the 16th. And then there's a lot of things that happened. I don't want to get into all of it. But look what happened on now that we declared war and God honored me by doing what he said, and that was declare war on that day. Not more than a month, not more than 30 days or so later, however long it was, look what he opens up, all this stuff about from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was documented, proven to be what the guy put in there is true. You know, look how God showed me that when I declared war, then he opened up because I obeyed him in that, plus given that the gold and silver thing was part of it, and then obeying him and declaring war publicly. I did it publicly, and believe me, when it came out of my mouth, it was not cute, it wasn't pretty, but it was. I did it scripturally and prophetically. I did it prophetically. And then what happens? That was November the 16th, and then December, the last week of the last, just a few days ago in December, God started opening up this whole thing. And woke me up and gave me a word, in the middle of the night, gave me a word of knowledge, heirloom, which I spelled it at first, A-I-R-L-O-O-M. I don't think I'd find out it was a mattress. I feel like an idiot, JD, when the Lord said, you spelled it wrong, Randy. I go like, well, usually you write it out before me, you know, what's up? How come you just couldn't write it before me so I wouldn't have to do this? I'm thinking, how else can you spell heirloom? Oh, my gosh, heir, like an heir to something, you know, H-E-I-R. And that's literally exactly what happened. I feel like an idiot, you know. And the Lord, I think the Lord was probably just laughing his head off, you know. Like, this guy, I love this guy. He's like, you know, anyway. So the Lord says, when he gave me the word of knowledge, heirloom, and I looked it up, I go, my gosh, that has to do with inheritance and stuff. And then he said, I want you to watch the movie one more time, Randy. So I bought the movie so I could, you know, slowly go through it. And oh my God, my eyes were open. And it's all because, Jeannie, a big part of it is because I declared war in obedience to God on November the 16th on this stuff. I declared war on the Masons prophetically.
Wow.
That's what happened. Go read it. I'll send you the link. November the 16th, I'm declaring war on Rothschild and the whole thing, man. And use Revelation 18 for it. And I'm telling you, the stuff that happened to me after that was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll talk about it sometime later. But look what happened on the last couple of days of December and beginning January 2024, which is my address, 2024, where I live. In other words, where I live prophetically is what's going to be 2024. It's going to be, you know, in other words, it's going to be amazing. 2024 is going to be amazing. And look how it started on New Year's Day. We had the show, and it was all about what we're talking about tonight for the first time, because I declared war, and God said, because you obeyed me, I'm going to show you exactly who the war's with and what's going on, you know, at least one portion of it. I went, okay, bring it on, man. And oh, my God. And then Jeannie confirms it. You know, we have other people confirm different things, but, you know, I know you. I don't know when you text me today. You go, you know, I was watching this movie, this show, and boom, then it just went off, and I went, oh, my God. That's just unbelievable. Okay, y'all, I try to move on. I get so excited. Sometimes I chew the same information over and over again because I keep thinking I'm going to get some more out of it. But I'm glad I didn't forget about the thing about declaring war. And then after declaring war, God blessed me to show me what the war was about at this time. And the Antichrist spirit, which is, and the Supreme Court building, and the Masons, and Nathaniel, and all of it, all linked together, and how they tried to kill my family. They did kill a lot of my family in the Osage, and tried to take their money and their wealth, and how connected I was to that blew my ever-loving mind. Oh, God. Wow. Okay, y'all. I am going to try to move on. I'm going to try to minister to people today. I'm sorry I'm taking so long, but I wanted y'all to have that information. I'm so glad Jeannie was able to be on tonight to help me with that. Jeannie, thank you, girl.
Oh, you're welcome. No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. Thank you for being on tonight, and I hope all that made sense. I know it's a lot of information, but you have to understand it's totally fresh. I haven't had time to orchestrate it and organize it. I'm just kind of blurping it out, you know. So thank you for being patient, and thank you for your love for PGN and what we do here. Those of you who have been with us for years, you know, we're not perfect people, you know, but God is very gracious, and he's used us in some amazing ways, and it's only just beginning. 2024, I gave a text one time, just recently, a year ago maybe, that 2024 was going to open the door. 2024 is going to open the door. Yeah, and I didn't even know what that meant. All I knew is that 2024 just sounded really familiar. What's 2024? What? That sounds so familiar. And then a year later, I was like, oh, my God, that's my address. And it was connected. Prophetic, it's like the war started on my birthday in Israel, you know. It's like, and y'all know I've talked about that for a long time, my calling to Israel, prophesy over Israel and all that. And after my birthday, and he declared war. It's amazing. All right, let's go here. All right, 912-398, who am I talking to? Where are you from, please? All right, 912-318. Hello. Okay, I think that, hang on a second here. All right, I think it's Paulette. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but we just thank you, Jesus, for my friend tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for covering my friend tonight, for letting her know that she's covered, that, God, you are protecting her, you're watching over her, you're going to bring her through things, you're going to show her just how covered she is, just how protected that she is, just how loved that she is, just how watched over that she is, because, you know, I think especially women, you know, everybody, but especially women, you know, are made to be covered. You know, it's not about being ruled over as much as it means, you know, so much as it means to be protected. Because when a husband covers a wife, it's not he just dominates her and runs her life. It's that he covers and protects and loves. And it's like a blanket to comfort and love and protect and watch over. And so I thank you, Jesus, that you will reveal that to my sister and open that up to her, God, in Jesus' name, in brand new ways, where she will feel comforted by the Holy Spirit, the mighty comforter. Amen, that you're going to take care of her, provide for her in Jesus' name, and make known your ways to her, the ways of your protection and your security to her life, God, in Jesus' name, in brand new ways. Amen. All right. All right. All right, 202-72, you want to talk to Rick from, please?
Hey, Brother Randy, this is Daryl Paul and Nicole from Maryland and D.C.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord, for Daryl and Nicole. Thank you, Jesus, for Daryl. God, I thank you for Daryl. That it's just like your timing, the timing God brought you into the family, you know, the PGN family. Just forget Nicole right now. I had nothing to do with her. You know, yeah. That was wrong. Yeah, it's like God brought you into the family, you know, because you were drawn into what God's purpose for your life is and how he's going to open up doors for you and reveal to you, you know, great and mighty things, the things that he has called you specifically to do, to have information, to reveal things to people, to uncover things, and to make things known. And so I thank you, Lord, that the timing that you brought Daryl Paul into our lives, into my life, into Nicole's life, and Nicole too. Yeah, we're going to bring her in Nicole's life. and so the thing, God, that you're doing and opening up, you know, the timing thing, the whole timing thing with Daryl Paul. Yeah, you're right on time with this. You're right on time with that. And it's like God wants you to know that he has you in his timing, chosen to obey him and walk with him and do what he says. And because of that, you know, he's gonna have you in the right place at the right time with the right information to deliver and to bring messages that will make things known that are covered up. Amen. God's going to use you. He's going to uncover things through you and for you in Jesus' name to reveal, make known secrets. Amen. All right, Nicole, in Jesus' name, Lord Nicole, giving them a hard time about that, but Thank you, Lord, for Nicole. We thank you, Jesus, for her obedience to you, Jesus, the spirit of obedience in her life, God, to obey you no matter what, no matter what her feelings said, what her emotions say, God, that she has learned how to, is learning how to put, like we're talking about tonight, Paul the Apostle talking about not boxing in air, because when you get your body in subjection to God and put your emotions and your things under him, it's not that we don't have emotions and feelings. We have a lot of them. But thank you, Jesus, that as she has brought her body in, under subjection to you in her life and her emotions, and so that she will not be disqualified, because you can't be not disqualified from heaven. You can be disqualified from, you know, the high level God wants you to work in. We're being qualified by when we go through tests, and you know, we can't qualify for heaven. Heaven is free, but we do qualify. It's like when you go to training, and some people end up, when they go through training, some people end up being taken up to the top places of, you know, going into other services that are high level, because they, you know, were obedient. They learned how to obey, learned how to get themselves under subjection and discipline themselves. Others stayed, you know, as privates and didn't do a whole lot, but went to war, but didn't do it. But thank you, Lord, that Nicole has chosen to obey you, God, in the spirit of obedience and the fear of the Lord in her life, God, to draw her into that place to where your provision, everything you have, because is hers, because you have called her to the priesthood, and because of that, God, you're going to confirm it to her in Jesus' name, amen. And that's the qualification. Amen. All right. Hang on a second here. All right. 910-379. Can I talk to you from, please?
Randy, this is Faye out of North Carolina, and my neighbor, Rebecca.
Rebecca. All right. Hey, Faye. All right. Good to have you tonight. All right. Let's get that down there. Okay, Rebecca. All right. All right, Rebecca. Thank you, Lord, for Rebecca tonight, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for opening up her heart, God, that where she's been wounded and hurt and misunderstood, that, God, you will begin to reveal to her, God, that that no matter what mistakes other people make towards you or you make toward them, or you make in life, that God is takes every bit of it and opens up doors, uses it to open up things for us. So I thank you, Lord, that there's nothing wasted, that Rebecca will understand that there's nothing wasted. God takes everything, even the things that seem to be wasted, even fertilizer that is waste, he uses it. Even dung, which is waste, is used for fertilizer. So it's like God's showing her that you take everything, our mistakes, our failures, the things we do right, the things we mess up on, the things we come short on. You take every one of them and you use them for your glory, to teach us, to grow us, and use it for our benefit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. And open her up and touch her heart, God, and heal her heart, Jesus, so that her body can maintain its health, God, in Jesus' name, that the healing virtue of Christ can flow into her body, because her soul is being made whole. Amen. Her soul, her heart is being made whole. In Jesus' name, it says, I would let you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Lord, for that, for Rebecca and Jesus. Same thing for Faith. Yeah, we thank you, Lord, that she's prospering because her soul's prospering. Because she's dedicated her life to you, Jesus. She's a servant. She's a soldier, God. You've made her a soldier, Father. Just like when Jehoshaphat, Faith, I'm sure you're familiar with this, Jehoshaphat, God told him, he said, I don't want you to send out a bunch of warriors with arrows, with bows and arrows and weapons. He said, I want you to send out the praisers first. And he go like, what? The praisers on the front line? You know, that God says, yeah. And so he did that. And guess what? The battle was won because the worshipers went out first. And so I thank you, Jesus, for Faye, God, showing her design, purpose and will of God for her life is to be that very third person that goes out into the front lines. With the spirit of worship, with the spirit of song, with worshiping Jesus, with worshiping God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, with song and harping and prophesying through worship and through music in Jesus' name to reach the hearts of people, to touch the hearts of people and make them happy, to make them free in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Awesome. All right. 325-280. Let me talk to you from, please.
It's Chris from Texas.
Hey, Chris. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, God, to run the race, God, that you've given him a spirit of endurance. God's going to give you such endurance, dude, that you're going to run races that other people are going to give up on. I can't make it anymore. Can I give up? There's not too much going on. But God's going to give you a spirit of endurance to give you, because it's those who endure to the end that get blessed. They get the crown, right? And so I thank you, Lord, for that spirit of endurance in him, God. It's going to give him the strength and the ability to endure until the end, to the end of whatever it is, to the end of a season of blessing, so that he makes it to the blessing part, to season of the end of our harvest time. Because, you know, when you plant seed and you water it, and the whole thing of growing a crop, I used to be a farmer, I know. The whole thing you're looking for is to make it to the end. You know, the crops make it to the end. They don't get hailed out. They don't die. They don't get diseased. They don't get bugged out. You have to keep fertilizing. So endure until the end. Why? Because the harvest. So I thank you, Lord, that you called him to live until to see the harvest, to endure until the harvest time, God. And Jesus, he's not going to quit. He's not going to give up. He's not going to give in, God. But that spirit of endurance that's inside of him, that's even in your genetic code that God put within you, to endure until the end. Stubborn, being stubborn, like some people say that I'm stubborn. It's like, you're just stubborn, man. What the truth is that I endure. It's only by the grace of God, because many times I want to give up. I want to quit. I want to throw in the towel. But God says, you know, and then that endurance just kicks in. God says, I give you the spirit of endurance so you can make it to the harvest time. So when you get the harvest, yeah, harvest. All about harvest. All about harvest. All about harvest. God's going to show you everything is about the harvest. We make it endure, do all the things we're supposed to do, keep that crop, that thing, whatever the thing is going, where we reap the harvest. And it's going to be abundant. The harvest of abundance, the reaping of abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. 402-650. Let me talk to you from, please. All right. I think this is John and Melissa. Thank you, Lord, for John and Melissa. Connecticut, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. No, Connecticut. Anyway, I can't remember where it's at. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing in their life, God. I thank you, Lord, for the supervision that you're supervising, watching over them, God, showing them that you are watching over them, that you are a compassionate, loving God who watches over and brings information right when it's needed. Never too late, you know, so thank you, Lord, that they will realize that they're never too late, but that you are activating their faith, Father, that their eyes are open to look, to see, like the foolish and the wise virgins, you know, they all woke up at the same time, and they had oil, they were prepared and ready. The foolish virgins were probably told many times, you need more oil, they go, nah, we're not going to need oil. We're just going to go right in. It's all going to happen. Then there was a delay. There was a delay according to what the news they had. And so because of that delay, you know, their oil had burned out. And the wise virgins had plenty of oil. So I thank you, Jesus, for the oil that you've given my brother, how to receive it, how to walk in it, how to live in it, how to live by wisdom. In Jesus' name, the spirit of counsel and wisdom. Not just go along with what everything everybody says and does, but God, you're giving him wisdom, giving him a list of wisdom on how to just not live in the feeling realm and, I'm afraid it would hurt somebody's feelings, and just live in the truth and love and truth realm. In Jesus' name, the love of the truth and the truth of love. The truth of love. I never heard that before. The truth of love. God's going to show you the truth of love. What real love is really about. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, 954-580. Let me talk to you, please. All right, 954-580. Hello? Okay. Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tony tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the access that you've given them. In Jesus' name, access to things. It's like God's going to give you access to things that, you know, that because of your obedience, because you chosen to obey him no matter what, and you've had to overcome a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings, both of you, you know, going through the feelings of, you know, how come this didn't happen, how come that didn't happen, and still, just like a lot of the patriarchs, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, and Joseph, you know, had to wait. He was disappointed. He was, you know, he was accused and put in prison. And, you know, it's like nothing's working out. Everything seems to be getting worse, not getting better. And, you know, God's like going, you know, and so the whole time God was, you know, bringing him to that place to where he could rule and reign, where he could, you know, go beyond feelings, go beyond emotions, and just simply obey the Lord no matter what you, how you feel, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what it looks like. That you're just gonna you're gonna stay keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus, amen, and obey him, and learning it's a whole thing about obedience. Am I gonna obey people? Am I gonna obey myself? Am I gonna obey my emotions? Am I gonna obey my feelings? Or am I gonna obey God? And God, I thank you that you've been bringing them through all this stuff, God, and the eternal word in them is drawing them to be obedient to God no matter what. And I've talked about this before, the no matter what realm, where when we do things for God, no matter what, no matter what our feelings say, no matter what anybody else saying, and we have to stand alone on some things for a while, God's like going, you know, it's for me, like, especially with the Trump thing and several things I've gone through many different kinds, but that's what most people know about, you know, standing alone on that, basically, as a prophet, that it's like, you know, it just sets you in a place to where you trust God more. And I see you guys trusting God more and more all the time. Amen. And he's bringing you through. He's bringing you through, opening you up, delivering you, setting you free, showing you that to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. So, amen. A lot of people get involved in their emotions and their feelings. And they, you know, they rebel from what they know is right for a season because the feelings, the emotions, well, you know, you hurt my feelings, you know, and instead of doing what God, so God's been bringing you through a lot of disappointment things, showing you that the main thing he's teaching and showing you is to obey him no matter what. And then when it comes around to it, no matter what, God's going to bless you. No matter what, God's going to deliver you. No matter what everybody else is going through, and that's the no matter what realm, is that no matter what, because you've chosen to obey God no matter what. And then he's going to turn around, and no matter what they say, no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to touch you, hurt you, wound you, that you're going to be provided for no matter what. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right. All right, I think this is Andrika and Chris, I believe, 9769. I think they might probably be asleep. Hello, hello, hello. All right, yeah, they text me and said they might be asleep. All right. Thank you, Andrika and Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if she said pray for anybody. Okay, pray for Chris, Andrika, Torre will probably be asleep. Okay, and Torre. Okay, Lord, we thank you for Torre tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, for giving Torre strength, God, to trust and believe. God, not trusting and just believing in people only, but, you know, when we trust and believe in God, Torre, then God will bring us the people that we can trust. You know, it's like we trust them because God allows us to trust him. He gave us the trust to trust him with. Sometimes God has to give us trust to trust. To trust him, you know, like God gives me trust to trust him for things. Sometimes I go, I don't know if I can trust you for that, God. It's just too big. He said, I'm going to give you trust. Randy, if you'll trust me, I will give you the trust to trust me with. Whatever Torrey's going through, God, we thank you, Jesus, that you will give him that trust to trust you with. Whatever he needs, whatever provision that he needs, God, we thank you, Jesus, right now. that he can trust you to bring him through emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. God, that you can do that in Jesus' name. You're caressing him and loving him and covering him, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And making him new through all this, making him new, giving him a new thing, a new way, a new heart, a new thought, new thoughts. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every time we go through brokenness of any kind, if we come to it in Jesus, you know, he always gives us a new, we enter to a whole new place. So I thank you for that, for Tor Ray, God, entering into the new. Amen. And Andrika, thank you, Lord, for Andrika. Thank you, Jesus, for Lord, we thank you for your provision for her, God. We thank you that you're providing for her everything she needs in Christ Jesus, that she's learning to trust you, and everything's going to come in Christ and through Christ, not necessarily through a person, through a job, through a business, but through you and in you and by you, that her eyes are on you, God. Her eyes isn't on business. Her eyes isn't on money. Her eyes isn't on her husband. Her eye is on you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for that, that she has an eye for you, that you have an eye for her, God, and that you've given her eyes for you, meaning that she can keep her eyes on you in the midst of the storm, like Peter. You know, I thank you, Lord, that you're showing her how to keep her eyes on you, Jesus, because you've given her an eye for you. She has eyes for you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. And bless her with that, God. Amen. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. You've given Chris the ears to hear, ears to have compassion, ears to be able to hear what people have to say, and know how to, you know, work through it and bring back information that they need, or bring back, you know, if they need some kind of a truth that they don't have, that he will hear the lie that they're under, or the lie that they're having a problem with, or the lie that they're, you know, he's trying to tell them, and he will be able to bring them a truth, whatever that truth would be, to give them what they need. He will be able to discern that and know that, God, and give back to the person what they need. Because he will be able to have ears to hear what they really need to be told or not told, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And the freedom and liberty to be able to do what's right. Amen. In the sight of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Knowing that what he does unto the Lord, not unto people, but unto the Lord. When we do things unto the Lord, Chris, as you know, we obey him, then no matter what comes through in our behalf, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what. All right, 803-991, who would I talk to you from, please? All right, 803-991, maybe asleep. They may be asleep. All right, we kind of went on tonight. 803-991, thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you, Jesus, for the heart you've given her, Father, to believe you, that I sense that God is having you, is giving you a hunger to draw deeper, and I see you tapping into a well of peace, a river of salvation, a river of deliverance, a river of love, a river of ministry, a river of, you know, God satisfying your needs and some, giving you something to drink that you will be able to drink from him. And not just drink from others and drink what they have to say only, but be able to drink from the Lord. Amen. God's showing you how to drink from him in a brand new way. Amen. At a higher level, at a deeper level, whatever. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for opening up the wells of salvation within her, God. And let the answers start coming from within her by the Holy Spirit, from the wells of salvation from within her. Salvation isn't just being born again. Salvation is God saving us, God giving us information that keeps us going the right direction, or God gives us information to show us what to invest in or what to do. Saving us isn't just being born again. It's all through life. He is working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. So I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. And that sits that new river of flow of life rising up within you, giving you information and peace, knowing that you're in the right, on the right track, and God's taking you the direction that doesn't make you perfect. It's like me. It makes me perfect, but God shows me sometimes he just says you're on the right track. And it's very, very encouraging, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for showing her that. Amen. And bless her. Amen. All right, 214-646. Who am I talking to her from, please?
Hey, Randy. It's Terrence and Tanisha from Texas.
Hey, my Texas friends. All right, thank you, Lord, for Texas. Thank you, Jesus, for Terrence and Tanisha. God, I thank you, Lord, for that for the wings. I see God giving you wings, Tanisha, wings. It's like, you know, in that movie, the Christmas time movie, what's it called? I can't think of what it's called, but anyway, the angel gets his wings because he helps the guy get through his struggle in the battle. And so Clarence, I think is the guy's name. It's A Wonderful Life. That's what the name of the movie is. It's A Wonderful Life. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but anyway, so the angel gets his wings, you know, and so because he helped the guy get through his, he taught him a great lesson, right? The angel got permission from God to wipe away everything that the guy had done in his life that helped people. That he didn't realize how much he helped people. And then, so God gave him permission to wipe out the guy's whole life. And he, you know, so he started realizing how many people he saved and he helped. And, you know, he's like going, oh my gosh. The angel took him to a graveyard and said, that's my brother. My brother didn't die. I saved my brother one time. He said, yeah, but you weren't there to save him because you weren't here. You said you wanted to die. You didn't want to be around anyone. And he said, because you were here, you know, you saved your brother. And so it's like God's showing you, like God did it with you. He's showing you, you know, that the things that he has you do and has you doing is doing that very thing. You can look back and go, like, if the angel did that to you, if you had a hard time and you were going like, dear God, you know, I just, you know, my life is not worth living. I want to die. And the angel gets permission to show you all the things that God has used you to do and that you've done to help other people in different ways. It's just going to blow your mind. Then you're going to, you know, have another whole new revelation on, you know, the gift of life and all the ways that God used you to do things. Like the end of that movie was so amazing because the angel got his wings, right? So I thank you, Lord, that that graduation time, that wing time, God, giving her wings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence, God. I thank you, Lord, God, for his level of faith, God, that the faith that he's been walking in, God. It's like I see that level of faith is like being like cream, like the cream, you know, from the milk, and then take the cream, the best off the top, and churn it into butter. And butter kind of represents the glory of God. And so I thank you, Lord, for the faith that you're going to take all the top-level faith that Terrence walks in and that he's been activating and working through his life, and he's been churning that and working it and learning it, God is going to turn into glory. He's going to turn into butter. He's going to take things that are just normally are difficult and hard to work on, going to turn into glory. When the glory realm is working, that his faith is going to that level, God, where God takes things and turns them into glory. Amen. Turns them into glory. Everything, whatever that Satan meant for evil, whatever people meant for evil, God's going to turn it for good. He's going to turn it into glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless them, Jesus. All right. All right. All right. 612-991. Who am I talking to, please?
Hello, Randy. This is from Minnesota.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hey, all right, good day. Hi.
Yeah. If you could just also pray for my family. We just lost our mom last month. Yeah.
Mm. I knew that she was, you had us pray for her. Really? She was, I figured that she was not doing well. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. My gosh, we send our condolences to your precious family. Dear God, that's, wow. How old was she, Joyce, Mama?
Thank you. She was 87.
87, that's about when my mom and dad, my dad died when he was in his 80s too. So that's a good life. At least they had a good life there. So that's sweet. All right, I will do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joyce. God bless you. Sorry to hear that about your mom.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Joyce and her family, God, tonight. We thank you, Jesus, that they will all rejoice and remember the good thing that their mother went through, the things she taught them, the things that she exemplified in her life, that she showed people, you know, how to live their lives by living her life, God, in Jesus' name, and opened up doors in the hearts of people to love and trust. And though you're a human being, you have, you know, you're a human being, you're not perfect. You learn how to, you know, forgive and love. And so I thank you, Lord, that they would have all those precious memories and they will remember them, God, and you help them their grieving and their loss, God, and you help Joyce, God, to work through and all her, all of Joyce's and grandkids. In Jesus' name, God, that you will comfort them, God, and watch over them and show them your mighty love, your mighty mercies, your mighty grace, God, as they move forward in their life, God, this brand new year, 2024, God, that we enter into, that you will bless them, enrich them, God, and show them favor, give them favor with, good friends, people that are truly God's friends. You being a friend of God, God will bring you friends that are His friends, Amen. So that's really important. God told me that one time. I'm going to bring you friends that are my friends, amen. So I thank you, Lord, for activating that in their life, God. That you would bring Joyce and her family friends that are your friends, God. That would be true friends, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right. God bless and the babies. All right. 682-738. Who am I talking to, Trump, please?
Blessing, Randy. This is Love Sean from Texas.
Oh, hi, Sean. All right, good to have you tonight, Sean. All right, yes. God bless you. All right. Hey, good to have you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's right. You guys have a meeting. You're doing a meeting. Let me see if I can find that. Sean, I've had so much stuff going on, Sean. I forgot about that. Let me see here. All right, so... thank you for coming on. Let's see. I don't see that. Maybe I got the wrong phone. Here we go. Got it. It's on the other phone. All right. January the 20th, we're going to have Terrence and Tanisha and somebody named Prophet Michael. Don't know who that is. Purpose Driven Ministries. If y'all wanted to find out, and LaShawn's going to be ministering, Terrence and Tanisha, our Texas friend. The theme is going to be servanthood. All right. Awesome. The washing of feet. That ought to be cool. All right. So, that's going to be going on, and LaShawn is the host. So that is January the 20th. January the 20th. That's like, what, not long from now. All right, January 20th. If you want to find more about that, let me know. And I can send you the, I can send you what I have. It's going to be at 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. At 3000 Vaughn Boulevard, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105, called Purpose Driven Ministries. All right, 2024, y'all. The 20th, they're going to have it, so make sure you join in with them. And let me know if you'd like to have that, or you'd like to go be there with them. So let me know, and I'll get that for you. All right, thank you, Lord, for the shunt. Thank you, Lord, for 2024, opening up that door. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing redemption to buy back everything that, the whole thing about Jesus died on the cross, to buy back everything. He bought it back, but we have to activate that purchasing power through his name and by his blood. And I thank you, Lord, for showing her how to activate that, the purchasing power of buying things back that belong to her, that Christ already bought them back, but we activate our faith, God, through faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that and for opening that up for her, God, in Jesus' name, where her faith will become mighty, where her faith will become strong in 2024 and take back everything. Power of the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit of what belongs to her in Jesus' name. The year of taking it back in Jesus' name. All right, 903-808. Jeannie, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, yeah. All right, thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Thanks, Lord, for what a great way to start out 2024, Jeannie. I mean, this is amazing. God, I'm just so thankful that, God is just bringing so much confirmation about, your purposes and mine and others. And I think PGN is, to those who are called to be to PGN, some people are not called. Some people come and go. And we love them, and we thank God for them, and we're so thankful. We're thankful for those who have made PGN basically their home. And thank you, Lord, for that with Jeannie, God, that I think that with her. I think that's right. And we just bless you for that, that you're going to prove to her, show her that she's right in the middle of your will, God. You're going to bless her and increase her and multiply her and cause her to come forth, God, with prophecies and words of knowledge and being at the right place at the right time, looking up the right information at the right, you know, time and finding treasures and secrets and unveiling things and unmasking things. God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you secure her name, secure who she is before your people. In Jesus' name, that she is your servant and that she has eyes for you and you got eyes for her, God. And you're watching over her, God, in Jesus' name, to see her through everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, no matter what, no matter what's going on, no matter what the earth goes through, God, that you're going to bring her through everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That the glory of God's upon her life. And you've called her and chosen her to be a part of the prophet realm, the prophetic realm, and the knights of the round table, so to speak. And that, yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for that opening that up. And amen. Bringing great wisdom to her. Amen. By the Holy Spirit, by the gifts of the word of knowledge, by the gifts of the word of wisdom. In Jesus' name and by the prophetic anointing, God, in her life. Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to raise you up in the midst of your family. Your family's going to go, you know, like my family, God, they know that I'm used of God, but at the same time, it's like they still don't accept me. It doesn't even matter what. I think that scripture Jeannie talked about where you know, a prophet is welcome, you know, honored, except in her own family. I think that's about right for the most part. Because they live with us every day. They, you know, I don't know. So I don't know what that is, but I deal with the same thing. And God's really going to, you know, cause your family to see, hey, I'm really using her. So it's going to be amazing. All right, 303-386. Can we talk to you for a please?
Hey, Randy, it's Mike and Veronica.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Randy.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Randy, it's Mike and Veronica.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. All right, thank you. Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you for having you guys tonight. Thank you, Lord, for 2024, God, opening that door of blessing, of prosperity, God, of all the things you've learned, all the things you've gone through and grown in and grown through, God, of learning how to maintain unity, not just with God, but with yourselves. And with yourself, our individual selves, I don't know how to maintain unity with myself. Sometimes the enemy tries to divide me from myself, you know, like say, oh, you don't have all that much going on. You ain't got anything going on. You ain't a little. Tries to divide me from God, which is just the opposite with God. You know, he tries to separate me. So I thank you, Lord, that God, you're bringing unity in our callings as individuals and our callings with each, Veronica and Mike's calling together, God, in Jesus' name. And how you're going to multiply that, increase that, and bless that, God. Bless your businesses in Jesus' name. Cause them to have favor, Father, and be like Joseph, to where people will see them and go, I can trust them. You know, like that's what Joseph's big deal was, that they could leave everything in their house or home right there, and they knew that not when they got back, that everything would be better than it was when the people got back. You know, they could trust him with everything and anything. Lord, I thank you for that with Mike and Veronica, God, that they will have that reputation, God, that they can be trusted with anything and everything, just like Joseph. And that's the reputation he had. That's why Pharaoh finally said, okay, you can have anything, everything but the throne. I've got that, but you got everything else. And he just let him run it. Why? Because he trusted him, because he was trustworthy. He had a reputation for being somebody who made things better than it was, you know. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that anointing of quality, and not just quantity, but quality. In Jesus' name, that the quality, that the increase of quality, God, in their lives in every area, as that increases to grow and grow and grow into the glory of God, that the glory of God manifests in them through quality, God, in Jesus' name, that you take everything they have, God, and you begin to bless it and increase it and multiply it, and let your glory shine upon them, God, with your favor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up every door and more, every door and more. Amen. All right, 804-218. You want to talk for a friend, please?
This is Angie from Virginia.
Hey, Angie. All right, good to have you, Angie. All right, hey, Angie, on the show, I think last night. Last night or not before. Thank you, Lord, for Angie. Thank you, Jesus, for the health and all the different tips that you give her, the tips
tips about this and tips about that. They're going to call you the tipper. God giving you tips about, you know, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, information on, oh, yeah, oh, all you got to do is just do this and it'll work. Oh, really? And they do it. They go, oh, my God, it worked. Oh, no, all you got to do is, you know, somebody else comes up with another problem. Oh, no, all you got to do is just like do this. And they go, oh, my God, it worked. So thank you for all the tips, God, the golden nuggets, the little tips that you give her to give others, God, in Jesus' name, to bring answers, to be the answer, and that you bless her and prosper her, God, for the tips from heaven, for the nuggets from heaven, God, in Jesus' name, on how to keep healthy, how to take communion, how to do all the things, how to maintain your marriage, how to deal with situations that are overwhelming, more than you can handle, you know, all the tips. Like sometimes people, they don't need a big, long sermon. They just need a good tip. A good tip is like, you know, if a business person knows a lot about business and he goes to somebody who gives tips, you don't have to explain everything to him. He says, oh, no, just do this. And they go like, okay, I know what you're talking about. And they do it, and that tip turns everything around for them. So thank you, Lord, for the tipping. The tipping, don't ask me what that is, the tip. Giving tips. I love that. Let me see what a tip is. I know what a tip is, but... tip. Everybody knows what a tip is. T-I-P. The pointed around end of extremeness. Typically an illustration. Okay. A tip is also a sum of money you give. That's the money thing again. Gratuity. Meaning to give. Wow, that's awesome. I was thinking of tip as like also to All right. Don't ask me. I'm just an in between boy. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that. For Ange, God, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for prospering her and blessing her, God. Open her up, God, to the wealth of the Holy Spirit, to the wealth of in her financial, where she'll be able to have money and have money left over and be able to do whatever she wants to do, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak that you open that up. In her heart, God, open her up in that realm in the name of Jesus and bless her and prosper her, God. And like you're doing with me, you're showing me that my calling is to, get the wealth to the people, whatever it's a wealth of words, wealth of information, a wealth of good tips, you know, what to do, and or the wealth, financial wealth that, you know, whoever God tells me to give money to, even if I may need that money for myself, I want you to give it to somebody else, that you'll do it. You become a person who transfers it to those who it belongs, whoever God wants to give it to. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be done. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. All right. 863-605. Who am I talking to you from, please? All right. That's Nikki and Charles, I think, for sure. All right. Nikki and Charles. Thank you, Lord, for Nikki and Charles. Thank you, Lord, for the help that comes from the Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for the help realm. That the Bible says, look up from the hills from which cometh your help. Lord, I thank you that help is coming. Help is coming. Help is coming. Help is coming. Amen. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that when you say help is coming, that means that whatever the help is that we need. We'll need friends. We'll need help, you know, mowing the yard, help cooking, help clean, what help finances, whatever the thing is, God. That the help comes from the Lord, God, that you're opening them up to a whole other dimension of my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Whatever my help is I need, it comes from the Lord. Whether I need healing, whether I need deliverance, whether I need, you know, my kids need, whatever. In Jesus' name, that my help comes from the Lord, that you've made, that they've made you their source, God. They have made you their source. Yeah, there, I said it right. They have made you their source, God, in Jesus' name. Their help comes from the Lord, in Jesus' name. When they need information, when they need love, when they need affection, when they need friendship, when they need a good laugh, when they need a good cry, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. He's helping them in everything they do, everything they think about, everything they need. God, because their help comes from the Lord. In Jesus' name, open that up, God. Amen. All right, 754-265. I'm going to talk to you real, please. All right, I think somebody's asleep. I think it's all on time, I think. Okay. All right. Angie says to ensure prompt service tips is what we were told in industry I use to serve or wait on tables. Oh, okay. I don't know what that was. I just something came to me. All right, thank you. Servanthood, waiting on the Lord, waiting on tables, waiting on God, and Him giving you tips of all kinds. All right, So we're 25. Let's see what was that? Yes, 754. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for I think this. Awesome. All right, thank you for my friends, God. We thank you in Jesus' name for that whole realm of friendship, that divine help, that divine impartation, God, that you're giving, and the impartation of assistance and camaraderie and family. God, I thank you for the spirit of family that's upon my friend in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of family. It's not just our own personal family, God, but it's the family of God, that they feel more connected, more a part of, and that Jesus said, my mothers and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. That's the family. So I thank you, Lord, for that realm of obedient people, drawing obedient people together, because obedient people together, it only takes a few of them, really, to create an environment of all things are possible. And, so I thank you, Jesus, for that you draw them into the family of God in a new way, that they will feel more connected, more surrounded, more a part of the family of God than ever before, God, because of the situations that are happening in the world. God, you're going to cause people to appreciate and value family, whatever kind of family that we have, that family realm, that whole family realm, like you did told Abraham, that he's going to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. So open them up to that, God, to be a blessing to the families of the earth. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. All right. All right, 610-969. Let me talk to you real quick, please. All right, 610, are you there?
Prophet Randy, shalom.
Yes. Oh, hi, Lisa.
Oh, shalom.
Okay, gotcha.
Prophet Randy, I believe there's like angelic activities going on, because when you were talking to Miss Jeannie, the phone, I have the phone down on speaker and I'm doing stuff in the kitchen, right? And it's all kinds of work that's going on, but I'm just praying or whatever. Do you know that the phone by itself, without me touching it on a black screen, said you are now in the host queue? So I was just waiting to see if that was like real.
Really happening?
Yeah, and I guess it is, because you picked up. Because I went to the phone and looked, it was the black screen, and then I tried to go to the phone screen, and it wasn't coming up. But so anyway,
right.
I'm asking prayer
awesome.
For my family, Miss Sandra,
okay.
And Devante, because I feel like obviously that must have been an angel who did that. Like, it's not
right.
Only
you said
demonic,
Sandra,
right?
You said Sandra, right? Your mother, Sandra?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then Andre? Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the brain, because I felt like that's what the Holy Spirit was telling me, and I didn't even tell you, and you said it. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Okay.
I said what?
You said it. I didn't even say it. I said my family miss Andre. You said Andre, but that was also because I've been praying. I talked to his mother.
Oh.
And it's just a lot of stuff going on, too much. And I have my own warfare going on. A bug just appeared out of nowhere. I rebuked it, and I killed it, and I flushed it. Because it just appeared out of nowhere and started, like, out of nowhere. I'm tired of this supernatural stuff. But I feel like, okay, it can't be only demonic because somebody pressed the phone. And it wasn't me.
Yeah. All right. All right. Awesome. I thought you said Andre. Yeah, we don't talk tonight. That's amazing. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for Andre. I thought you said Andre. Maybe you did. Maybe I just heard Andre. I'm not sure, but I thought you said his name. Anyway, so I guess God wants to pray for him either way. So thank you, Lord, for Lisa, God. I thank you for her love for you, God. I thank you for her love for your people and her family, God. We just ask you to bless her, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for that angelic ram, God, that is you know, God's going to, you know, the angels are going to bring the harvest. I think as we get close to harvest time, that we're going to see a lot of angelic movement because God, number one, he wants to evangelize. He wants to save people. He wants to comfort people and help people get through their hard times. So we thank you, Jesus, for Andre and the hard times he's going through, God, that you will comfort him in his hard time. God, sometimes you don't always take us out of things. Sometimes you just take us through things. You take us through it so that we can walk through a valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And God, you're teaching him more and more not to fear evil in any fashion or form, whether evil people, evil leaders, evil demons, whatever they are. God, you're teaching him that the only fear that he has is the fear and reverence of God in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for Sandra in Jesus' name, her mama. In Jesus' name, God, we ask you to comfort her, bless her, God, and show her the ways of God, where she will understand the ways of God, not just the ways of people or the ways of religion or the ways of whatever it is, relationship, but the ways of God. God, how you do things, how you're not a good man that you can, you do what good people do. You are God, you are sovereign, you can do whatever you want. You do whatever it takes to get something done. And because you're sovereign, you have all power over all things. Amen, in Jesus' name. And I ask you to open her up to that in Jesus' name. Give Lisa the strength, God. Give her that spirit, that anointing, God, to sustain and to overcome, that more than a conqueror anointing, God, where she's more than a conqueror in Jesus' name, and conquering, more than conquering, already knowing that she's conquering, God, even though we have to go through stuff, that we don't go through it knowing that we're going to conquer. I know it's going to be difficult. I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling, but I know in the end I'm going to conquer, and that's what brings her through the conquering, is knowing that she's going to conquer. In Jesus' name, because he's more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. It's already done. It's already finished. It's a done deal. I mean, I think that's part of that tongue interpretation I gave you last night. It's a done deal. It's done. So we get focused. We focus on what is done, God. And just bless her, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for her part. Amen. All right. 215-214-415. Who will talk for you, please?
Dr. Randy, hi. It's Barbara, Tori, and Nayana.
Barbara, Tori, and who?
Nayana.
Just
call her Naya.
Okay. And what was the other one? I'm sorry, I missed something there.
Tori.
Uh-huh. All right, got it. Thank you very much, Barbara. All right, thank you, Lord, for Nayana and Tori. God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Tori. God, we ask you, God, for Tori to open up Tori's heart to being able to, you know that with God's help, you can do anything. And so God's showing you how to connect with God in everything, not just the things that you do with him, the things that are familiar with you, but the things that are unfamiliar, like trusting God with things that you've never trusted him before. Trusting God with your emotions, trusting God with your feelings, trusting God with your future, and being able to let go of the past and embrace the future, God, in Jesus' name, that you can put that anointing in Tori's life, God, to be able to let the past go and embrace the future. It's kind of a habit. We have to have that. Paul the Apostle said, forget those things that are past and reaching forward. So I thank you, Jesus, that Tori will always be able to do that, God, in Jesus' name.
to forgive, to release, to bless, so they can move forward, to keep moving forward in life and never getting stuck and stopping, but being able to move forward in life. In Jesus' name, Nayana, I'm thinking of for Nayana. Hallelujah, that Nayana, God, that peace of God with Nayana, God, we thank you, Jesus, that that wherever the soles of her feet tread, Nayana's feet, God, will be blessed, God, that that the faith that is in Nayana, God, that she will learn how to activate that faith and trust God for the supernatural, for the unusual, for the amazing, and also just for the simple everyday things of life, that Nayana will trust you in everything, the big things, the little things, and everything, God, not just for the big things, but in everything, God. In all things, she will pray. The prayer anointing on Nayana, God, in Jesus' name, let it be released by the Spirit of God. And thank you for Barbara, God. I thank you for Barbara for positioning her, God, to where she can influence those that need the influence, whether they be babies in the Spirit or been around a long time. God, you will position her in a place of influence where she can influence them toward trusting God, toward believing God, toward getting out of religion and getting into relationship with Jesus more and more all the time, and dropping the religious rhetoric and all the stuff and entering into a true relationship with God in everyday life, God, that you will give her the influence for God, where she can do that, where she can influence people to trust you, to believe in you in reality. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, that position. In Jesus' name, open that up, God, right now. Open it up more and more. All right, 704-614, let me talk to you from, please.
Hey, good evening, Randy. This is Deborah from South Carolina.
Oh, hey, Deborah. That's right. You just.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Received that. I wasn't even thinking. I'm just like going from calling to calling. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord, for Deborah and John. God, we thank you, Lord, for thank you, Jesus. I just understood what your text was about. I didn't really catch it. I'm just like, when I get going, you know. Anyway, so thank you, Lord, for Deborah. Thank you, Lord, for the patience you've given her, for the kindness you've given her, God, for the wisdom you've given her to impart to others, God, to get them to think about what they're doing and to think the thoughts of God, to start thinking through the Word of God. As people think, they think from the Word. They meditate from the Word. They reason from the Word. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name, that when they reason things out, that they're reasoning it out through the Bible, through the Word. Amen, in Jesus' name, because God doesn't think like a man. Men think like men, good men think like good men, but God thinks like God. And sometimes the things he does, good people just like go, man, if I had God, I would never do that. But they're not God, and God can do whatever he wants, however he wants, to bring the fruit that he wants. You know, Deborah, I've talked about this before, and I gave somebody a word about this just recently, that sometimes you know, we tell people all the time they can do it, they can do it, they can do it. And sometimes I found in my life that people I've told they can do it, they can do it, they can do it, just for some reason couldn't get going on and get it done. And so, you know, the Lord showed me, he said, just, you know, tell them, okay, I guess you can't do it. You know, I guess, and I, so I'm feeling bad about that. I'm thinking, I'm not supposed to tell people they can't do it. I'm supposed to tell them, he said, just tell them. I went, okay. Well, I talked about that, right, and how sometimes people need to be told that, oh, I guess you can't do it. I guess you're not going to be able to do it, to kick something inside them to get them to do it. You know, it's very unusual to hear that. And so I was I watched tennis lately, and one of the new upcoming tennis players beat one of the world tennis players of all time. And she was a teenager. And she said this literally publicly. She said, well, you know, before I came on to the match, I was hearing on what the sports commentators were saying, and they were saying, oh, yeah, Coco Golf, she'll never make it. Yeah, she won a little here, but she's never going to make it. She's never going to make it big. She's never going to be able to beat the – and she said, you know what? That inspired me. She said, you guys thought you were putting fire on me, but what it did is it made me want to get up and do it. It just confirmed. I mean, this just happened. I just saw this testimony just, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, where she said that she listened to those sports commentators tell her she couldn't do it. And she said, it just made me want to get up and do it more than ever. And she said, I've won. I beat her. I won. I beat one of the most famous tennis players, most well-known tennis players in the world. She was a teenager. She said it's because she listened to that negative stuff coming toward her about her that caused a fire in her to
flame up. She went out there with a new fire and beat that girl, man. That thanks for the confirmation, God, from tennis, professional, global. Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. When I heard that, I went, man, confirmation. So I see God really giving you things that other people go like, I don't know about that. They're really, it's going to be God. And so sometimes you may question yourself, like I do. And like, I can't believe I'm telling people to tell people that if they have to, but we're out for fruit. We're not just out to shepherds are willing to make themselves look bad to get somebody else in a place where God wants them to be. And so I see God really using you like that. You're willing to make yourself look bad to do God's work, to let God use you in any fashion he wants to. You can say something, do something, and the other people go, that ain't never going to happen. That's not going to work. And kind of find out that it did work and it was God. And I see God really bringing you to that place, 2024, in a powerful way, confirming things that maybe have been questionable to other people, but you felt like was God. So I thank you, Jesus, for that, for inspiring her, God, opening her up and renewing her and restoring her faith, God, in you and what you have called her to do, Jesus, and that is speak the truth no matter what, and in love, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Open that up, God, and I pray over her family, over John, over their family for 2024, God, you will prosper them and bless them, God, in Jesus' name, open up doors for them that otherwise would never be opened. In Jesus' name, and show them their calling, God, cannot be stopped, cannot be hindered for long. Sometimes the enemy does hinder us. Paul the Apostle was hindered from going to a certain place, but he did eventually make it, But he said, Satan did hinder me, but he persisted and pursued. And I thank you, Lord, for mature people like Deborah, God, and raising her up, Lord, to be an example for others of how to, keep your eyes on Jesus, no matter what storm is raging. Amen. In Jesus' name, and bless her, God, and let her be a faith builder to other people. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. 951-966. Can we talk really quickly, please?
Hi, Prophetess Regina.
Oh, hi, Regina. All right, Regina, good to have you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for the mystery of the kingdom, God. I thank you for all the mysteries in her life, God, that just like with Joseph went through a lot of hard times, and then it's all mysterious to him. He couldn't figure out what's going on, why is all this happening, why are people, fighting me, coming against me. I know I'm not a perfect person in everybody, but he was a godly person. He loved God. And God just began to show him. He unfolded the mysteries for him. Because one day, all of a sudden, he was in a ruling place. He was in a place that, was way beyond what he thought he'd ever be or do, and there he was positioned. And so it just kind of like was an amazing moment that the mysteries of his suffering, that the mysteries of his, battles, the mysteries of his struggles, the mysteries of why this happened and why that didn't happen, all of a sudden came to light that you know what, that God was not only testing him, but God was going to bring him through no matter what. And I thank you, Lord, for her heart, God, that her heart trusts you no matter what. Her heart dwells in you and lives in you. And it's chosen to serve you no matter what, God, in Jesus' name. And because of that, you're going to bless her, make her solid. She's going to be the solid one that people look at. They're going to go, that girl stands on the rock. Because in all, everything begins to blow. She's standing on the rock. And just like Joseph's still on the rock. Although all the storms blew against him, everything that came against him, God, but it all ended up turning for him, in Jesus' name. And I think that all the things in 2024 that are turning for her, God, amen, in Jesus' name. Bless her and raise her up, Jesus. Hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. All right, 864-313. Who am I talking to you from, please?
Yes, Walter, South Carolina.
Hey, Walter. All right, good to have you tonight. All right, thank you, Lord, for Walter. Thank you, Lord, for the faith builders, God, giving him, like David did. David told Saul, man, I could take that giant down. And Saul says, here, try my armor. You wear my armor. I have anointed armor. He said, I haven't learned how to use that yet. I can't go out there with that. I got to go with what I know. I got to go with what I know. Yeah, I got to go with what I know. I got to go with what God said. He said, I killed the bear and the lion. I know how I did. I know the confidence. I can't go with somebody else's stuff. I got to go with
stuff God's given me. And I thank you, Lord, for my brother, God. He goes with the stuff you've given him, God. And it's going to be a testimony to other people. Because he said, I can't do it your way. I got to do it the way God showed me. And find out that God has used different things for different people, do different kinds of miracles and different signs and wonders that happen. But it's the faith that David had in God, the way God gave it to him. So I thank you, Lord, that he walks in that, lives in that, and never gives up on that, Jesus, and that you broaden that, those testimonies, broaden those, make more testimonies for him, that he'd be able to look back and say it wasn't just a lion, the bear, but it was also an elephant and a big old ugly gorilla. In other words, it's more than that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. 863-808, Healing Talk for you, please.
Hey, Randy, this is Cheryl from Florida.
All right, Cheryl from Florida. Cheryl, good to have you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for those confidence builders, God. Give it her confidence that you're with her, that, because we're all going to go through all kinds of things, but the big thing is knowing that God is with you. That's a big thing. If you got that down, everything else just works. You into something you're not sure of, what's going on, what's happening? Oh, yeah, God is with me. Again, something to deal with the hard time. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, God is with me. God is with me. God, what does that mean? God's going to work it out. God's going to work you through it. He's going to take whatever it is you're going through and turn it into glory. God, I thank you in Jesus' name for 2024. You're going to turn whatever she's going through into glory, God, because her basic confidence is, God, I know you're with me. I don't understand why this works and that didn't work and everything's going on, but God, I know you're with me. And that's what's going to, make you shine in the line. You're going to shine in the line, standing in the line, waiting for God to show you where you're going to dine. Yeah. So thank you, Jesus, that for that place, God, that thing of knowing that you are with me. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. That's one thing, Cheryl, God's been doing with me, as I've talked about the last 5 years or so, have been some very unusual things at a higher level I've never had before, orchestrated by people being used as the enemy, thinking they're doing God a favor, actually, I think. So, and so all that brought me to this one place at a higher level than I've ever been before, that, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. You know what? I just know you're with me. So, my confidence went to a whole other level. Like, no matter what I'm going to, if I face something that comes up, just out of the blue and people orchestrate something happens, it doesn't matter, the devil, people, whatever it is, God, I'm going to be ready for it because you know what? God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. And I hear you saying that. Yeah, I know I'm going to go through this thing because God is with me. I know God's going to give me what I need because God is with me. Yeah, in Jesus' name. And your faith level, your confidence level in God go to a whole other level in 2024. Going to open the door. 2024, going to open the door. More. All right. 504-282. Who am I talking to, friend, please? It's 504-282. Are you there? All right, 504. Thank you, Lord, for 504. I don't know who that is exactly, but thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Christ Jesus. God, I thank you for this 2024 being a place of wisdom, a place of giving wisdom, like the wise virgins, the five foolish, the five wise. Five wise had to say no to people, at times. And when they said, wait, give us some of your oil, and they knew that the wise virgins knew that each person in this case is on their own, and they were warned and told to bring more oil, and they didn't do it. So You know, you're going to let other people take you down because of their willful disobedience? No, you're going to stand. You're going to say, well, you know, it's like the wise virgin told the foolish ones. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you one. Oh, go buy your own. And sometimes we have to have the wisdom to know to do that in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for not sparing, thank you for opening up that place where they will not be a man pleaser and just do something just to please people or to look good before people, God. But the spirit of obedience is being activated in their life, God. The fear and reverence of all of God being activated where they will obey you. They will do what you say, no matter what it costs them, no matter how they look bad, no matter whatever it is. God, they are going to obey you in Jesus' name. And because of that, God, you're going to honor them. You're going to raise them up. You're going to show them things they've never seen before. You're going to trust them with things they've never been trusted with before. Because the spirit of trust through the fear and ritual awe of God is being developed in your life in a way that never has before. So God's going to, you know, show you how to, you know, divide the spoils. When he gives you something, he's going to tell you, okay, give, you know, 10% to God, give, you know, a little bit over here, a little bit over there. He's going to tell you where to give, what to do. See if you'll transfer what he's given you to where he wants it. Amen? Yeah, so he can trust you with that. And when he can trust you with that kind of thing, then he's going to increase you and multiply you. Amen? That you will give to people or to give to God or give to whoever, whatever God says, you know, take that. I know you need that, but I want you to take that and give that to your friend or to your enemy or whoever it is. And because you give to people whatever God tells you to give to them, and, yeah, so he can trust you to transfer those things, then he can start blessing you at a higher level in Jesus' name. Start trusting with more things that can be transferred through you, things that people need, things that God wants people to have. Amen? Wisdom, love, compassion, finances. Yeah, help in Jesus' name. All right. All right, 954-580. Can we talk real quick, please?
Hi, this is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. All right, good to have you tonight.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi, good to see you. Good to hear from you. All right, thank you, Lord, for Carolyn tonight. Thank you, Jesus, God, for the peace of God, God, that realm of authority that, you know, when the enemy can stir us up and get us into fear or get us into anxiety, whatever, then we miss, you know, what God wants to do in us at that moment. And so, God, I thank you that with Caroline, God, you teach her how to stay in peace. Because the peace of God that passes all understanding means that when all hell's breaking loose, everybody's falling apart and panicking, is she going to be sitting there going like, what are they panicking for? I got peace. You know, I don't know. I don't know about anything. I don't know where everything's going, but I know one thing. God is on my side. And I know if I struggle in battle, that God's going to bless me anyway because I honor him and I bless him and I love him and I put him first in my life. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Caroline, as you know, he gives you whatever you need. He gives it to you. Yeah, you don't have to go after it. He will give it to you. So I thank you, Lord, for that, for opening up opportunities for her to receive God and that you will give her what she needs, God, in abundance. You will abundantly bless her, God, in Jesus' name, and open up the provision for her that will surprise her, that would be more than what she thought or more than what she realized in Jesus' name, and realize, oh, my God, the grace of God is with me. God is on my side. Look what's happening. Amen. And Jesus, it'll build her faith up and her confidence in you, Jesus. And she'll give you the glory and give you the praise for it, God. Amen. And knowing that you are truly guiding her and leading her, even when she doesn't feel like it, even when it doesn't seem like it, that you're still doing it, God, because she trusts you in her heart. Amen, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. All right, 251-229, you want to talk to you from, please?
Yes, hi, Prophet Randy. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Sarah? Yeah, hi, Sarah from Alabama. All right, Sarah, good day. Thank you, God, for opening up the windows of heaven, God. Thank you for opening up her brain, her mind. God, giving her, taking her faith level to a whole other way of thinking. That her faith level is taking her to a new place of thinking, how to think differently, how to think at a higher level, how to think things through in a different way. Well, she doesn't limit herself on just thinking a certain way. She's able to open her mind up by the Spirit of God to bigger, to think God's going to bless me. I'm going to increase and multiply even beyond what I can even think or even imagine. God, because she's not going to try to figure it all out. You're going to impart wisdom to her. You're going to show her that that she's going to go beyond what she can think or even imagine or figure out, that God, you're showing her, because that's what faith does. Faith connects you to that place to where, you know, you move into abundance. Abundance, abundance. God, I thank you for showing her that she can move into abundance in the name of Jesus, that you're moving her into abundance, God. Amen. Abundant. Her thinking is going to be abundant. Her way of working through things is going to be more about abundance instead of like, oh, I hope I really make it through this, because you know what? Well, no. It's like, yeah, thank you, Lord. She's going to be trusting you, believing you. Because of that, you're going to bring her to an abundance, a whole different level of just having one, two, or three ideas. She's going to have like 50 ideas. She's going to have abundance of ideas, abundance of abilities to know that that she can make it through things that she didn't dream that she could make it through, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That she's going to make it through because you're going to give her different ways to think about walking through things, walking through valleys, through struggles. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done right now by the power of God. All right. Cool, man. All right. Got that's all my callers with their hand up. All right. So we went through a few there tonight. Hallelujah. You're all doing good. Hope you all get blessed. And got something that you can help you out tonight and encourage you, build you up. All right. Thanks for praying for PGN. Thanks for being our friends. Thanks for listening to be a part and praying for us. There's a whole lot going on. And so, amen. All right. Give me a moment. I'll be right back. And somebody else raises their hand, and I'll take a moment. If not, I'm going to be ending the show here in a little bit. All right, I'm back. Let's see if anybody else calls in. waiting for somebody to call in. I don't know if that's a new caller. All right, Lord, we pray for Matrice, for one of Angela's from South Carolina's friends, Matrice. We thank you, Lord, for Matrice tonight, God. We thank you, God, that you will touch Matrice, God, and give Matrice, God, that conviction of the Holy Spirit, that you are real, no matter what. Some people believe God's real in some areas. They don't really believe he's real in every area of their life. So I thank you, Lord, that you're going to make Matrice know that you're real and you can help her in every area of her life, God, that she can trust you in everything. She doesn't just like trust you with some things and leave the other. So everything, God, everything that you're involved in, everything. And all you got to do is be invited. And I thank you, Lord, that Matrice will invite you, God, into her life in Jesus' name. And open up her heart to you to see that as long as that Matrice will know that when you invite him, when he invites you into his heart, God, in whatever area, like whatever area you have a problem with, you have to ask. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. So when you ask, then you receive, right, if you're asking God. But if we decide, well, we're only going to ask him for certain things. So I think, Lord, that Matrice will find a way to ask you about everything, whatever he's going through, whatever's happening with him. He will ask you, oh, God, help me to, show me how to deal with my money. Show me how to deal with people. Show me how to deal with a job. Show me how to deal with circumstances. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And give Matrice that wisdom, God, that knowing that you are involved in all that and to trust you with it in Jesus' name, and that you will give confirmation to him that, when you invite God in, he's there to help. That's what he loves to help. He loves to be there. He loves to show that he's, he's working things in your behalf. He's working things for the best. He's working things that will cause you to, know that he's real, that he's a true God. He's the living God. And in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for your connection with Angela and him in Jesus' name. Thank you for that connection, God. Thank you for breathing into their friendship or whatever their friendship in Jesus' name, where Matrice will know that Angela is a true friend, that is a God friend in Jesus' name, can be trusted in Jesus' name. Amen. Open that up right now by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. pray that I have wisdom to deal with Amy and pray for her. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Amy, Jesus, and that you give Cheryl wisdom on how to, you know, get Amy to get on the right path, to start, you know, knowing that there's a pathway that that leads to life, and there's a pathway that leads to death, you know, or not good things. There's a pathway that leads to the good, and there's a pathway that leads to the bad. That God, you will use Cheryl, give her wisdom on how to lead Amy on the path that will bring life to her, that will cause her to reap what she sows, and that she does things with the right motive, the right intention, and that you will bless her, God, and she will, you know, just turn to you and say, God, I don't know what to do here. I'm going to have to trust you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening that up and causing her to trust you, God, in Jesus' name, to know that you're real, to know that you're not just some religion, you're not just some far-off God, but you are close there to help and to show her that you are on her side in the fact that you want to work all things out together for her good, for her, so that she will see that you have power over all things. You don't have to just, you know, people, because when you trust people too much in the wrong way, you get unforgiveness for them because you get wounded and hurt. And so then you end up, you know, with wrong motives and wrong intentions, and it just one thing leads to another. So thank you, Lord, that you sanctify her, set her apart, Jesus, and give Cheryl wisdom how to help her do that, how to help perceive the need for that, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.